time to head out to the stadium and join your KGYM football crew. Alex Kuhn with sideline reports and interviews. John Hegarty with expert analysis and with a play-by-play. Here's KGYM sports director Scott Unash.
And good evening and welcome to high school football. Coming your way tonight from Cedar Rapids Prairie and John Wall Memorial Field as we get ready for a 4A non-district battle. As tonight, it will be the Prairie Hawks hosting the Rams of Dubuque Senior. Great to have you with us tonight, Scott Unash, along with John Hegarty and Alex Kuhn providing our sideline reports again here tonight. Our high school football coverage is presented, as always, by First Federal Credit Union. And a big thanks going out to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody out at First Federal Credit Union. And we do appreciate all that they do for us. And John, we've had our third Friday night of football, and we've got our third different type of weather. We had the first night, of course, the rain, the lightning, etc., that postponed most of the games in Eastern Iowa. Last week, we had pretty brutal heat. And for tonight, we've got cool conditions out there as they greet the Rams and the Hawks here at John Wall Memorial Field.
Well, what's the old saying? Live in Iowa long enough and you'll experience it all. And today might be a whole lot different than tomorrow, but this is perfect football weather, Scott. And I know the players and coaches really appreciate this gift tonight.
Yeah, and we got a good one here. Two teams that are 1-1 coming into it, Dubuque Senior and Cedar Rapids Prairie. Both teams coming off of losses last week and really bitter losses, if you will, for the Prairie Hawks. Falling to their West Side rivals in the Kolach Bowl, Cedar Rapids Jefferson, for the first time, I believe, in 14 years, as Jefferson put up 55 last week against Cedar Rapids Prairie. And as far as Dubuque Senior, they fell to crosstown rival Dubuque Hempstead last week at Dalzell Field. And both of these teams... You coached long enough, John. 2-1 feels a lot better than 1-2 after 3 weeks.
Yes, it does. And I think probably the sting from both of those losses last week, Scott, was the number of points that they allowed. As you said, Prairie gave up a lot to Jefferson, and Senior gave up 35. So I think the emphasis on both sides of this game tonight are going to be looking to really get their defenses untracked and get off the field so their offenses can take care of business.
For Cedar Rapids Prairie last week, in that loss to Jefferson, Jalen Rima, the terrific track athlete, the all-stater in football as well, we anticipate anyway, scored in three different ways last week. Did it via the pass, via the run, and via the return. And I know Coach Mark Bliss wants to get the ball in the hands of Jalen Rima at least 10 times in the ballgame.
Well, he is a remarkable athlete. In addition to his prowess here on the football field, he's a tremendous all-around athlete. My goodness, the 400-meter state champion in 4A last year. So he's a speedster. His track ability is well-known. And why would you not try and involve him in as many plays as you can? And I'll tell you what, Dubuque Senior watched that tape from last week in the Jefferson game, and I guarantee you, I don't think you're going to see him punt to him tonight.
I don't think you're going to see that either. And for Dubuque Senior, a little bit of a mystery going into this. We thought we had a little bit of an espionage
going on.
But the way it sounds anyway, there was some doubt if their quarterback, Lee Boniface, was going to be not only starting in tonight's game, but playing in tonight's game. Well, we learned a little bit earlier on, he definitely was not going to be in there, but he is dressed now, and the official report is that he has a shoulder injury, and he's going to be a game-time decision. Now, we saw him out there a little bit earlier on, and he was out there going through his normal progressions as far as the pregame is concerned. And if I had to bet my hard-earned money, I would say we're going to see number one out there for Dubuque Senior.
Well, this isn't the first time you and I have called a game with a Boniface involved, and we know that his older brother was a tremendous athlete just a few years ago for Dale Plessel. So, yeah, if he's got any way he can play tonight, I'm sure we're going to be calling his number.
Yeah, and so he is the key for this Dubuque Senior team, because if you take a look at the stats here, John, going into the ball game, Boniface, 210 yards rushing, leads far and away Dubuque Senior. He's also thrown for 220 yards in the passing department. completing 52% of his tosses, and he's the straw that stirs the drink for the Rams.
Well, when you have a quarterback that is leading your team in rushing in the third week of the season, that means that he's getting hit a lot of times. And so it's no wonder that he's had the shoulder problem, and we'll have to see tonight. It's all going to be a mystery to us, too.
For Cedar Rapids Prairie, their quarterback has had a good start to the season as well, Tyler Neunemaker. And Tyler has thrown for 248 yards. He's also on the year ran for 62 yards. The leading rusher for Prairie coming in, though, Jalen Reima. Not really a big surprise. And, boy, he has been a big play guy so far for head coach Mark Bliss.
Well, as you said previously, they want to get the ball as many times in his hands as they can, early and often, as the old saying goes. And I think if you're the defensive coordinator for Dubuque Senior tonight, you've got to know where he lines up every time Dubuque Senior has the snap of the ball.
The Senior Rams and the Prairie Hawks getting ready to go at it here tonight from John Wall Memorial Field. And these two teams, they haven't met a lot since the year 2000. Met last year, and Dubuque Senior won for the first time in this century, if you will. Won that one 34-28. Last time prior to that, these two teams got together was that great playoff game at Chalmers Field.
Beautiful, beautiful game.
In 2012, and Prairie won a shootout 36-28, but then prior to that, they met in 2009 and 2008. Prairie won 45-7 and 49-0, and then they didn't meet for 7 years prior to that, going back to 2001 when Prairie won via the shutout at 44-0 and then won in 2000 42-7. So even though these two teams in the MVC didn't meet a whole lot over the years.
Well, one thing I will tell you is that we have seen them a couple of times in recent history, and Dale Plossel does just a fantastic job of getting as much out of his players as he can. It's a very organized system. You can tell when you watch his team, the fundamentals of football are being taught. Their players, no matter what their size or athletic ability, are going to block well. They're going to keep their feet moving until they hear a whistle, and they're going to put out tremendous effort. So Prairie's going to have to be ready to strap it up tonight.
Prairie and Dubuque Senior as Prairie Marching Band makes their way out onto the track in front of the crowd here at John Wall Memorial Stadium. We are going to get a word from head coach Mark Bliss right now, the head Prairie Hawk, and his thoughts as we get closer and closer to kickoff between Dubuque Senior and Cedar Rapids Prairie. Back in the pregame show as we get ready for Prairie and Dubuque Senior, head coach Mark Bliss of the Prairie Hawks joining me. And coach, tough one last week against a rival of Cedar Rapids Jefferson. How did the guys bounce back this week?
Well, I know, like I said, their intentions and their focus and everything we've asked them to do this week in terms of practice prep, they've done a nice job. And we have no complaints at this point in time. And the kids, like I said, they seem to have, put it behind us, and we'll find out here in about 40 minutes what happened.
Well, you're facing a team that's kind of a mirror image of yourself a little bit with Dubuque Senior. They got a good quarterback, likes to do a lot of things.
Absolutely. No, he's very athletic, and they do a lot of multiple things offensively and stuff to the point where, you got to spend a lot of time prepping for it. And so being able to recognize formations and tendencies and stuff is going to be a key factor for us tonight. And, in defense, if we can do that, then, obviously we should have the right people in place, and we're going to hope that we can do something to basically stymie their offensive package. And defensively, like I said, they got a lot of kids that run to the ball. When they blitz, they show it and they bring it, and they're very aggressive. So, we obviously got our hands full.
Well, with their blitz package, I imagine you may have tweaked a few things to accommodate that.
We hope to. Like I said, we with the blitz and stuff, when they bring more than you block, then you got to get the ball out of the hands quick and in a hurry and stuff. And hopefully tonight we'll be able to buy a little bit of time for Tyler to get the ball out of his hands and try to throw it in the general direction of our key players in the receiver corps.
Well, talking about one of those key players, that would be Jalen Reima. He scored three different ways last week, and you don't see that happen very often, but I know you want to get him the ball X amount of times.
That's true. Jalen had over 200 yards in total offense last week, three touchdowns, and he showcased what the good Lord gave him, and we're hoping that tonight we can do the same thing.
And, of course, special teams will play a big part, not only with Jalen, but just to determine the ball game.
Absolutely. Like I said, I know that the ball game in general and stuff, this is a very crucial game for us just to get us back. We call it our get right game, trying to get things back right and make sure we're in a position to continue to build on what we've started.
Well, 2-1 always sounds better than the alternative.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
How about the health of the team going into tonight?
We've got, like I said, we've got a few kids that are banged up a little bit and stuff. But, you know, we got a cast on one young man. You know, Jaden Goose is a young man that's got a fractured wrist, but the doctor's cleared him to play, and he's got a cast on his wrist. And we've lost Alex Mixon, our starting center and our linebacker, for another week. And he's got a broken bone in his hand, and he's got it in a cast. But they were going to clear him this next week, and he should be back by the time we play homecoming. And so, I mean, slowly, those are the two major injuries right out of the gates. But otherwise, we're pretty healthy, and you know, it could always be worse.
Who's going to step in at center then?
At center, we got Calvin Heenick, which Calvin played the majority of the game last week because Alex broke his hand early in the game, and Calvin played the rest of the night. So he'll be getting his second full start. And like I said, he played 3.5 quarters last week, so we anticipate no major issues there, and hopefully we can continue building what we got to get done.
Well, I imagine one of the keys tonight is to get off to a better start. The kids have been resilient, but they've been behind the first couple weeks.
Yeah, exactly, and that's one of the things we harp on all week long, that they can't take 12 minutes off. I said, you guys are literally taking the first quarter off, and then you get that deer in the headlight look, and then you sort of wake up a little bit, and then you got to scratch and claw and fight your way back. And you know, as a coach, I'm getting too old. I told them, you're going to want to put me in a state of a heart attack if you don't decide to step up and play and go for 48 minutes, and that's what we're hoping to do tonight.
All right. Well, best of luck to the Prairie Hawks, Coach.
I appreciate it. God bless, sir. Thank you.
We'll be back with more coming up right after this.
Team, fuel up with pasta power from Ziojano's. Bring the team in for Ziojano's famous fresh pasta, bread, and sauce. Or come after the game and choose from pasta pizza or their gondola subs. With restaurants in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Marion, and North Liberty, Ziojano's cheers for every school. Ziojano's, hometown pride with a hometown taste of Italy.
So come to Ziojano's, our pasta makes you sing. Come to Ziojano's for real Italiano. Come to Ziojano's, the pasta makes.
Back with you at John Wall Field as we get ready for Prairie and Dubuque Senior. You heard from head coach Mark Bliss right there as the two teams getting ready to come out onto the field here tonight. And we're going to check in with Alex Kuhn coming up here in just a couple of moments. First of all, let's go ahead and give you the starting lineups here tonight from John Wall Memorial Field. They are presented by Skogman Carlson Insurance, 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, 774-4620, their phone number for home, auto, farm, life, and health insurance. And Cedar Rapids Prairie will go like this on the offensive side of the ball. Up front, Tyler Pasker, 6'2", 220 pounds, and a senior. Mitch Lisley, 6', 245 pounds, and a junior. In at center for Alex Mixon tonight, Calvin Heenick, the 6', 220-pound junior. One of the terrific wrestlers for new coach Kane Thompson will be Taylor Maiman at 6'2", 210 pounds, and a senior. And also up front for Prairie, one of the receivers will be Joe Meyer, 5'10", 180, and a junior. Tyler Neunemaker, the quarterback, 5'11", 165 pounds. He is a senior. The featured back, he's been up, I think, since a freshman.
Yes.
And that is Trevor Northrup, getting his chance to shine this year for the Prairie Hawks. And Northrup, 6'1", 205, and a senior. And the wideouts, we're going to see a lot of Jalen Rima, 6'3", 175, and a senior. We'll also see Jawan Simpson out there at 6'2", 165 pounds, and a senior. That is the starting lineup brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. The starting lineup for Dubuque Senior on the offensive side of the ball. They will go with Colin Seymour at one receiver, 5'10", 165 at a senior. Also at a receiver, Shane Sweeney, 5'9", 165 and a senior. The tight end is Tucker May. He's a good one, 6'3", 210 and a senior. And at left tackle for the Dubuque Senior Rams, it'll be Cody Krause, 6'1", 240 and a senior. Jake Hudson at left guard, 6'1", 240 and a junior. Mitch Demmer is a center, 5'11", 280 pounds and a junior. Guy Gard at right guard, a senior at 5'10", 240 pounds. And the right tackle is Ryan Kirkenbush at 6', 230 pounds and a senior. The featured back is Jacob Osterberger, 5'10", 170 pounds, and a senior. And we anticipate we will see Lee Boniface out there at quarterback, the 6'1", 210-pound senior. Those are your starting offenses, brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. And captain's meeting at the 50-yard line here, John. And before we go to Alex, we'll get your keys for this ball game tonight.
Man, I think you heard a huge, huge factor in winning this game tonight, if you're Prairie, from Coach Mark Bliss, and that is they've got to play 48 minutes. They cannot afford to take off any time in this game. Focus from the beginning kickoff until the final gun. Also, they've got to step it up on defense tonight. They've really got to shut down first play of the game, and each first down thereafter, Scott, they've really got to minimize the yardage that they give the senior Rams on first down. If they can do that, they'll go a long way to really helping themselves keep the ball in their offense's hands. Of course, they want to get the ball to Jalen Reima. But Juwan Simpson's a big playmaker out there, too. I almost think maybe Juwan's going to have a breakout night tonight. Special teams, they got to keep doing what they've done. Dance with the girl that brought you. Man, they scored so many ways on special teams. They've got to continue to do that tonight. And I think if they do that, it's going to be a happy bunch of College Community District folks going home tonight wearing their orange and black.
All right, we're going to go down real quick before the kickoff. Alex Kuhn, and Alex, this is football weather. I know you dig it. And we got wind to worry about like we usually do here at John Wall Field. And good evening.
Good evening, guys. Yes, there is a little bit of a wind out of the north at about 15 miles per hour, 63 degrees to start this game. The forecast says it might dip into the mid to low 50s as the night goes along, but this is football weather. No complaints from me, and I know there are no complaints from either teams or coaching staff.
Yep, I would agree with that. Prairie in their orange uniforms tonight with the black pants, the black helmets. The white numbers trimmed in black. Dubuque Senior in their all-white uniforms, the white jerseys with the light blue, Honolulu blue numbers, if you will, trimmed in red and the red helmets. And Senior will kick off to Prairie. And kicking off from left to right will be number 31, Ben Kubitz. And back deep for Cedar Rapids Prairie is going to be Jalen Reima. The first time that he will get his hands on the ball. We are set from John Wall Memorial Field, and we are underway. Reima at the three. Up the hash mark, near side. Cuts it outside. 15, 20, 25. Spins away from one. Gets across the 30 in a hard run by Reima out to the 31-yard line. And that's where Prairie will put it into play. First down and 10 right there. And we'll see the Prairie offense coming out. Prairie offense tacked 37 on the board last week. They can move the football. We'll see this variation of the single wing for the first time, John.
It's going to be a very similar offense to the one that we saw last night at Kingston Stadium when Davenport North ran it. I think you're going to see a lot of people packed in very tightly. You're going to see a fullback up real close to the line of scrimmage, maybe in the A or the B gap, and you're going to see a lot of misdirection from people running around in the backfield.
Trips left, one receiver right, Northrop the lone setback. And the fake and the give to Hunter Johnson on the reverse. Starts right, cuts it back to the left, and Hunter Johnson, the 5'9 senior, got as much out of it as he could as he took it for about a yard. And good pursuit that time by the right side of the Dubuque senior defensive line to hold him to that yard.
A little bit of a play action pass fake and then a handoff on the reverse, but he had the corner was shut down, so he had to completely stop and run back the opposite direction.
Second down coming up for Prairie. Second down and 9, just underway. Shotgun snap, Nunemaker throws right side. It's caught by Reima out in the flat, and a nice open field tackle made down there by Colin Seymour in the flat. Brought him down at the 37-yard line, and that's easier said than done against somebody with the electric speed of Jalen Reima.
Nice long ball to the sideline there by Nunemaker, and Reima just cradled it, pulled it in with effortless motion. But you have to understand that they're going to be all over Jalen Reima tonight. He's going to have probably two people draped on him most of the evening.
Simpson out to the left. Reima up top to the right. Third down and a long four coming up for Cedar Rapids Prairie. They'll send a man in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep. And this is Reima to the corner. Turns it. He's at the 40. 45, 50 down the near sideline. And finally tackled out of bounds in Dubuque senior territory. And he's going to take it for just about a 20-yard gain.
Great job of blocking the boundary by the Prairie Hawks. And Jalen Reima, with no edge set by the defense for the Dubuque Senior Rams, just ran right in front of his home crowd here to the delight of the Prairie team.
We will keep track. We'll call it the Reima meter. How's that?
You're going to call that name a lot tonight.
Because that's the third touch for Jalen. First down, Prairie, 41-yard line of Dubuque Senior.
Oh, massive shift to the right.
Yep, they're going to go unbalanced to the right side. Double slot that way, and they'll run it with Nunemaker. Starts up the right side, gets pushed back, and gets ahead to the 39-yard line for a gain of a couple.
Well, imagine a set where they come up and look fairly standard on the line, and then three of the five guys on the line of scrimmage hop to the right-hand side of the line right before the ball is snapped.
Our officiating crew tonight led by the veteran, Mr. Chuck Britton, out of the Waverly area. Second down and eight from the Dubuque Senior, 39-yard line. Man in motion, off the fake, off the direct snap, and here comes Northrop, breaks the tackle and got about a yard out of it. There's the single wing element of the offense for Mark Bliss.
Right, and then when you say single wing, I think what a lot of our listeners tonight might associate it a little more closely with is Wildcat on that particular play.
A lot like it, but you've got so many people. You overload a side, it's basically an unbalanced line.
It really is. It's a massive unbalanced line. Not only are they unbalanced on the line, but they are in the backfield as well.
Slot left, receiver left, and the direct snap. Again to Northrop, tries to turn the near side corner and hit hard, but close to a first down. He got popped pretty good by Noah Bullock. And it's going to depend on the mark of the officials, and I think he's going to be about a half a yard short.
But again, Prairie's offense outflanking the defense for Dubuque Senior. Nobody for the Rams coming up to set that edge and turn the play inward where all the help would be.
Prairie will line up to go for it. Here on fourth down, less than a yard. Nunemaker calling signals. Long count. Now looks over to the sidelines and the Prairie coaching staff. Northrop back there. They'll put a double slot to the right side. Nunemaker looks to throw and then tosses it out to Northrop, and he's in trouble, and down he goes. Not going to make it. Was that a direct snap?
It sure was, and I'll tell you what, there was no hesitation by Dubuque Senior. Evidently, they had seen something of that nature on film, and they were prepared for it. Not only did they shut down that fourth down attempt, but they sacked for a big loss.
Yeah, he's going to lose about six there, and Prairie gives it up on downs with 9:19 to play here in the opening quarter. So it'll be first down, and we will see if it's indeed Mr. Boniface coming out. It is not. It is going to be Dimitri Humple Griffin, 6'3", 200 pounds. And he is a left-hander, and I got a feeling we're going to see a lot of rushing tonight from the senior Rams. On first down, off the fake, and as soon as I say that, he throws the far side, and it's caught. Short gain of about four along the far sideline. And the catch out there is made by Colin Seymour.
Humple Griffin, 6'3", left-handed quarterback, but he does not have much of a windup in his delivery. He almost doesn't even take the ball and put it back behind his helmet at all, Scott.
Well, if Boniface isn't out there, he must be hurt. I will say that, because that is a very tough young man. But as I mentioned earlier, this is a non-district game, John. Here is the inside handoff, and this is Osterberg. And he will take it straight ahead, Osterberger, to about the 43-yard line. Short gain that time of about two, and it'll bring up third down and five.
Yeah, this is the kind of situation that Prairie's defense wants to find itself in, with Dubuque Senior searching for a play that's going to get them at least 6, if not 7 yards to keep the chains moving. Prairie's defense would do a big favor for themselves on this particular series if they could go three and out.
Twins to the right, one receiver left, ball middle of the field at the 43-yard line. Third and five, Prairie showing blitz from the outside. They don't bring it. Humple Griffin throws, and it is tipped and almost intercepted. Off the hands of the intended receiver for Dubuque Senior, Shane Sweeney. And then a whole bunch of Hawks had a chance, led by Martavian Borsa.
Humple Griffin's passes don't look particularly nice, but I tell you what, he threw that ball right where it needed to go. The receiver had an inability to get it when it hit both of his hands right in front of his face mask.
Mr. Rima drops back to the 20-yard line
now
to get the punt.
To him, they haven't watched any tape at all. They got to punt this either out of bounds or on the ground somehow.
It's a rugby-style punt. Kubitz will punt it away from Rima, but he scoots over and makes the catch at the 25 and then thrown down. Very good special teams work there by Dubuque Senior. And Rima with about a 1 yard return, and that is it. That's about as good as you can do.
Well, there's a nice star in the ledger for Jim Dostal's defense as they came out and just took care of business on their first attempt at looking at this senior Rams offense. So now it's up to the Prairie offense to get some things going again. Last time on their first possession, they drove all the way to the Dubuque senior 35 but came up empty-handed.
First down, Prairie. No score here from John Wall Memorial Field on this Week 3 Friday night. 7:51 to play here in the first quarter. Here's a direct snap to Nunemaker off the right side, going short side. Tough running across the 30 and pushing the pile to the 34-yard line. He goes for 8. Of course, Tyler Nunemaker, a terrific summer as the ace pitcher for the Prairie baseball team that got to the sub-state final before losing to eventual runner-up Iowa City West.
Good job by the offensive line there. On that last play, Prairie's linemen just kept their feet moving and pushed the pile another 5 yards after the first contact.
Second down, Ryman coming in motion. He will get it on the jet sweep, trying to turn the corner. Rams all over the place chasing him, and they're going to bring him down back at the 35-yard line. Or, well, we'll call it the 34, so it'll be right at the line of scrimmage as Ryman collects the ball and carries it and touches it for the fourth time.
Now Ryman getting up very slowly as he goes back to the huddle after that particular play, and why not? He has run from sideline to sideline. Hasn't come off the field yet, I don't think.
I don't think he has. Preston LaGrange is in there right now as a blocking tight end for Prairie. Third down, we'll call it a long two for the Prairie Hawks. Wide side of the field to the right. Direct snap, Nunemaker off the right side, busts through. He's got a first down. Good breakaway, 40, 45, 50, and spins into Ram territory down to the 47-yard line, and that should move the chains for a first down. That's a gain of 18.
Nunemaker found a couple of cracks and crevices in there and then just kept his feet moving, had some good body lean, the helmet and shoulder pads out in front of his feet. Took about three or four different contacts from the Dubuque senior defense to bring him down.
Hunter Johnson in the game. Noah Kramer also in the game, 5'11", 190-pounder. He'll go slot right side. First down and 10 from the Ram, 47. Johnson coming in motion off the fake. Back to throw, Nunemaker steps up, twists his way, gets away from the rush, and we'll get about four out of it, down to the 43-yard line. Made a nice decision there, John, before he was corralled and brought down by Jameel Kelly, a senior linebacker.
Yeah, Nunemaker looking to throw the ball deep. He had two receivers running down each of the hash marks, but coverage by the secondary for the Rams was solid. So really, Nunemaker had nothing to do but just tuck that under and try to make a little something out of nothing.
Second down and 6 from the near side hash mark. Direct snap right up the middle and making his way inside the 40 and down to about the 38-yard line that time. For Prairie was Hunter Johnson. Or nope, check that. That was Trevor Northrup.
Yeah, Northrup running very hard there. Got off the snap very, very quickly and did a nice job of keeping his legs churning after first contact also. Prairie's offense right now really playing some physical ball.
Yeah, they are. And the Hawks with third and short again, third and a yard. Here is the double reverse handoff on the inside and leaning ahead with a first down is Jake Pinter, as he'll take it down to the 35-yard line, and they'll move the sticks first down.
Some real nice misdirection here by Coach Mark Bliss on his play calling. It's just very difficult to predict what's going to happen on this offense, and hey, that's why he's been so successful through the years.
Absolutely. No score, 4:48, clock rolling, first quarter, and Prairie on the move at the senior 35-yard line. Here is a snap and dropped by Nunemaker, has to retreat to pick it up, coming to the near side, being chased, gets away from a couple of Rams, and makes positive yardage out of it to about the 34-yard line before he got popped by Johnny Massman.
Yeah, that had the markings of a 10-yard sack for a loss, but Nunemaker just spun a little bit of straw into gold there.
Yeah, that's not the way you draw that one up.
Boy, he had some people that were bearing down on him, and he just made a miss. And he did get 1 yard out of it. That was an amazing individual effort by Nunemaker.
We'll call it second down and 9 coming up from the Ram 34-yard line. Long sustained drive off the fake. Up the middle it goes, breaking tackles, 25-20 to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and in for the touchdown That time on the direct snap was Trevor Northrup.
34 yards right up the gut. And Northrup got through that initial surge by the line and the linebacker so quickly. There was nobody left but the safety that he chased him down but couldn't bring him in.
Well, you don't have the spinner back, but you got the direct snaps. And a 34-yard run for Trevor Northrup. And the Prairie Hawks on top 6-0. Third touchdown of the year rushing for Northrup. Now we got the swinging gate coming out for Prairie. And they're going to go for two here. Well, they showed it. Now they'll get into kicking formation as Joel Collette comes in to try the extra point. Left-footed kicker. Good snap. Placement made. And the kick on its way, and it is good. And with 3:50 to play here in the opening quarter, it's Cedar Rapids Prairie 7, Dubuque Senior nothing. Back with the kickoff after this 30-second timeout here on KGYM.
Fall flooring season is on, and the Lumber Liquidators flooring experts can help you find the best deals on the hottest looks in flooring. Right now, we've got incredible deals on easy-to-install laminate engineered floors and more, like our thickest, beautiful acacia laminate for only 99 cents. Or get 10% off Schoen engineered pre-finished hardwood floors, plus Morningstar natural strand bamboo for only $2.69. Or get gorgeous, solid, hand-scraped mahogany hardwood at 27% off, with more amazing deals in your store. And 12-month special financing. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Back here at John Wall Memorial Field, Scott Unash, John Hingerty with you as the Prairie Hawks have struck first here tonight. That was about as good a drive as you could draw up.
Well, that's what you want to see if you're a coach. You got a team that's coming out. They've got a little bit of fire in their bellies, and they're coming out. The line is blocking hard. Backs are running hard. The handoffs, with the exception of that one missed snap there, that Nunemaker still made a little something out or nothing on. They've really been hitting on all cylinders here so far in this game. And Dubuque Senior's only had one possession and three plays to their favor.
So it'll be Prairie to kick off from right to left in this 7-0 game in favor of the Hawks. Twin safeties dropping back at about the 10-yard line. Over on the far side, it'll be Shane Sweeney. And on the near side, it will be Colin Seymour to get the kick. And the left-footed kick end over end, and will come to Seymour at the 11-yard line. Waits for blockers, angling left to the 15, 20, good hole, 25, 30, kicks it outside to the 40, and brought down finally at about the midfield stripe. And again, what hurt Prairie last week, special teams returns, and that one goes for 39 yards.
Well, they certainly are going to be happy to get their possession. Looks as though they're going to put the ball down right on the 50-yard line, Scott.
We'll go down and get a word from Alex here after this play. First down for Dubuque Senior. And Humpel Griffin still in there at the quarterback spot with Osterberger on his right hip. Twin receivers to the right side. He's back to throw, being blitzed. Steps up, he's going to run. Tucks it under and gets about three to the Prairie 47-yard line. Alex, we'll throw it to you with the sideline report. I don't know how many times you've seen this type of offense, single wing, but that was just about as good as you can play it.
That was very nice. If you think back to the first drive, the fumbled snap on 4th and 1, it was the same play call of the touchdown to Trevor Northrup, except on the first go-around, Trevor Northrup did not expect the snap coming to him. That was what caused the fumble on that particular play. They run it again for a 35-yard touchdown.
Yep, good observation. 2nd down and 7, play clock down to 5. 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Offset eye to the left side, and fumbling the snap, Humpel Griffin loose, and Prairie jumps on the football at the Senior 45-yard line.
Direct snap back to the shotgun quarterback. And that ball was just fumbled by the quarterback on the ground, and then he was slow to react. It was almost as if he saw it down there and incredulously could not believe what he had done. And Johnny on the spot there for Prairie came up with it.
I think it was Mr. Maiman, but I'm not positive. And Prairie will have it at the Senior 45-yard line, basically after a gift from the Rams.
Well, this is going to be a huge shot in the arm if Prairie can go down the field and go up two possessions on a second score.
First down, empty backfield this time for Prairie, and Nunemaker will go under center. And he fumbles the snap. He gets it back, at about the 50-yard line.
Senior got it.
Did Senior get it?
Yes, they did.
I thought he
number
came up with it.
79 for Senior came up with that. He's a big horse. Guy Ward, 5'10", 240 pounds. That ball was bouncing around on the ground, and so they turn it right back over to the Senior Rams.
I think Neunemaker had a chance to hop on it, but might have just been out-wrestled there.
He did. In fact, he probably should have had it, but somebody for Dubuque Senior wisely grabbed a hold of Neunemaker and was tugging and pushing him away from the ball.
So, Senior gets it right back, and just about in the same spot at the Prairie 49-yard line. I formation this time, and Humpel Griffin on the handoff. Osterberger off the left side. And just churns ahead for about four down to the Hawk 45-yard line. And getting up off the bottom of the pile there for Cedar Rapids Prairie. And making the stop that time, Evan Lynn, 6'4", 305 pounds. No huddle offense. Now they'll look over to the sideline, Senior Will. Weber is in there as the fullback. This time for the Rams. On second down at six, same play. Osterberger off the left side and slides his way to about the 43-yard line.
And still another good job by the defenders for Prairie of slamming up in there and creating another third down situation where, you know, without their starting quarterback in there, this is going to be a challenge for Senior to convert. And they still don't have a first down in this game yet.
Actually, that was Sam Schnee. He is a sophomore who's been brought up. Sophomore game was won by Dubuque Senior, 28-14, incidentally. And Sam Schnee, the lone setback. They'll go with three receivers, third down and four from the Prairie 43-yard line. High snap, Humpel Griffin slings it out in the flat. Caught, but nothing doing. Hit immediately out there on the far side flat after making the catch was Colin Seymour. They'll get him back to the line of scrimmage, but that will be it.
Humpel Griffin is, I'm going to guess, maybe not even a backup quarterback, Scott, because he just does not have good mechanics, does not throw the ball particularly well, doesn't get his feet set, so he really can't throw the ball downfield very far, and Prairie's just teeing off on that.
Hawks getting a late man off, and they do. Jalen Rima drops to get the punt at about the 11-yard line. Kubitz gets it away, a floating low kick, and Rima will let it bounce over his head and go into the end zone.
Good fake by Rima there. All the gunners coming downfield saw him signaling for a fair catch, and then when it bounced 5 yards behind him, they had no idea where the ball was. They just assumed he was going to take the fair catch.
So first down for Prairie with 49 seconds remaining in the first quarter, and the Hawks up 7-0. And they'll start this possession, their fourth one of the night, on the 20-yard line. Hawks scoring on a Trevor Northrup 34-yard direct snap. See what the Hawks do this time. They've got Northrup in the backfield in a tight formation. Strong side to the left. Inside counter give. And swim move at the 25-30. Up the far hash mark, 35. And out to the 37-yard line is Hunter Johnson.
Just student body right. The linemen are all pulling and going to the right. Everybody that's in the backfield is out there leading on the sweep-like action. I tell you what, you got that many orange jerseys coming at you, you better get down on the ground if you're the one of the first guys to try and stop that, and you better get low and try and make a pile, because with that many bodies coming at you at a full head of steam, they're going to just bust you out of the way.
Could be the final play of the first quarter here for the Prairie Hawks. They'll go strong side. Well, they'll go double slot this time. On first down at 10, Neunemaker will keep it himself, picks it up, Mermicat Northrup. And he gets across the 40, leans ahead to the 41-yard line off that direct snap. And Northrup gets about four, and that probably and will take us to the end of the first quarter of play. Through one at Cedar Rapids Prairie, 7. And Dubuque Senior, nothing. We will come back with the second quarter after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
To the guy who's having trouble letting go, it's time. Jean shorts, like your knees, have had their day in the sun. Your color-changing t-shirt stopped changing years ago. And your 92 Samurai is no longer too legit. So it might be time to, you know, quit. The good news is CarMax will appraise your car for free in about 30 minutes and will buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. But the jorts, We can't help you with the jorts. CarMax, the bright side of car buying.
Hours of relentless practice, teamwork, and dedication. Moving the ball down the field, yard by yard, play after play. In football, there is one destination, the end zone. The Eastern Iowa Airport respects the commitment it takes from players, coaches, families, and fans to make the 2015 football season even better. That's why the Eastern Iowa Airport supports high school sports and strives to be the corridor's one destination for travel, offering more airlines, more destinations, more departures. CID, even better. Book at eiairport.org.
Every sport, every game, fuel up with pasta power from Zio Giannos.
After this. All right, back with you to start the second quarter from John Wall Memorial Field. And Prairie with it. Direct snap off the right side, and nothing doing that time for Hunter Johnson. As he got hit, popped pretty good, and getting up off the bottom of the pile that time for Dubuque seniors, Rory Larson, a 6'3", 200-pound junior linebacker. And Prairie's been living on third and short throughout this game so far, and they got another one here, John, third and a little bit more than two.
Well, they've been very successful on their first down attempts, which has made play calling much, much easier for Mark Bliss. And when you've got a line that's coming off the ball as low and hard and getting under pads as Prairie is right now, that's going to make for a long night for senior if they don't do something about this, and I mean soon.
Johnson in the slot, direct snap, and here comes Nunemaker trying to sweep the right side, and he gets hammered. Going to be thrown for a loss of a couple. And coming up with the stop, Jacob Osterberger, not only with a running for Dubuque Senior, but he had a good hit right there.
Yeah, Osterberger really shot a gap nicely there, and Nunemaker got caught trying to read some blocks. First time tonight that he's kind of hesitated and wondered where he should be going when he runs that sweep. Didn't put his head down like he has other points.
First three and out, Nunemaker will stay in to punt for Cedar Rapids Prairie. And back deep at about the 22-yard line for Dubuque Senior to get this good punt as Seymour has to retreat, goes over his head inside the 10, and going to be touched up at about the 5-yard line. Good job, special teams by Mitchell Jones, who got down there quickly.
Well, and that was not the right decision for that senior Ram receiver there on that punt. He signaled for the fair catch and thought he would do a little Jalen Rima trickeration there, but the ball just would not find its way into the end zone.
51-yard punt and a net of 51.
Yeah, and in addition to that, it was a beautiful spiraling punt that had a lot of hang time.
That pretty much swaps ends of the field there for the Prairie Hawks. Prairie dominating so far in this one.
Well, Dubuque Senior doesn't even have a first down yet. This is their fourth possession, starting on their own 8-yard line. And I'll tell you what, if they think they're going to go 92 yards with what they've shown to this point, you know, they got to come up with something else than what they've shown.
And Lee Boniface has won the argument on the sideline because he is in there at the quarterback. They'll run the spread and the read option. Osterberger gets across the 10 to the 11-yard line. Now, this is always the question, John. Non-district game. Really not a whole lot on the line.
No.
Do you take and bring in your injured quarterback and gamble?
I tell you what, no disrespect to Mr. Humple Griffin, but he just was not able to get the job done that Dell Plussel needs to have for the senior Rams.
Here is the jet sweep turning the corner. Numbers right side, across the 15, and close to a first down that time for senior was number 19 or 18, Shane Sweeney. And he'll take it very close to the first down, but he's going to be about a yard short.
Well, the question that I have is that now that Boniface is back or into the game for the first time, rather, is he going to run the read option and then pull that ball out and run it himself?
My thought is that he's going to let Osterberger run it a whole lot. We shall see. He's under center this time on third down and short. Third down and a yard. He's going to take it on the quarterback sneak, moves it ahead, and it will depend on the spot. Will depend on the spot here. And will they move the chains? They will. They'll give Dubuque Senior their initial first down of the ball game. And gets them out of the shadow of their own goal line here as we're down to 9:17 to play first half, I beg your pardon.
It gives them a little confidence, too. You go a whole first quarter and don't have a first down, that's mentally depressing for a team.
Three receivers left, one to the right. One setback on the right hip is Osterberger. Direct snap, read option. Here comes Osterberger up the middle. Gets across the 20 for a couple to the 21-yard line. And that was it. And again, in there for Prairie. And it's hard to miss him. That's Evan Lins on the stop.
Well, he takes up a lot of space, and you're just not going to move him out of the way. As long as they keep trying to run A-gaps, it's going to be a long night.
He's an expensive cab ride to get around. 15 on the play clock. 7-0 Prairie here. Senior with a second down, a little less than 8. Slot left, two receivers that way, and one setback. Down to 4 on the play clock. Boniface guns it and incomplete. Tried to get it to the tight end, May. And a little slant across the middle, but there was some confusion there.
And brings up a long third down, which Prairie's defense has been forcing all night so far.
First quarter numbers, Dubuque Senior at 7 total yards, while Prairie with 124, and most of that on the ground. Third down, little less than 8. Shotgun snap, Boniface back to throw. Guns the right side, leaping catch made. For a first down at the 33-yard line. That was a heck of a catch out there. And coming up with it was Anthony Osterkamp, a 6'4", 185-pound junior.
That was a beautiful catch and looked like an NFL player there putting 2 feet down right on the edge.
Nice catch over there by the tall receiver, Osterkamp. So first down. Number 2 of the drive for Dubuque Senior. This drive started on their own 8-yard line. Slot right, two receivers to the left, 5 on the play clock. Boniface, read option, hands it off. Osterberger taking the pile across the 40 and out to the 41-yard line. And gets about 5 more before the middle linebacker, and a good one, Jaden Goose. 6'2", 210-pound sophomore. He's playing with a broken wrist. He's got a big cast and a big club out there. We saw it before the game.
That's tough guy right there.
And tough to tackle, I would think, with that club. Here's Boniface on second down. Throws the flat, incomplete. Good defensive play over there on the far side. It'll be Joe Meyer who read it beautifully, and it's going to be third down. As Boniface now 1-for-3 on his young night.
Offense for Dubuque Senior just looks like they have a shot of confidence when they have their quarterback in there. Boniface gives them that little extra something that makes them believe that they can move the ball down the field. Right now they are.
Listen to high school football here on 1600 AM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. And we're going to get a timeout taken here by Dubuque Senior, I believe. And that will be the case. So we'll take one as well. 7:41 remaining, first half. It's Prairie 7, Dubuque Senior nothing. And we'll be back in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
Every sport, every game, fuel up with pasta power from Ziojano's. Bring the team in for Ziojano's famous fresh pasta, bread, and sauce. Or come after the game and choose from pasta pizza or their gondola subs. With restaurants in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Marion, and North Liberty, Ziojano's cheers for every school. Ziojano's, hometown pride with a hometown taste of Italy.
So come to Ziojano's, our pasta makes you single. Come to Ziojano's for Il Italiano. Come to Ziojano's, the pasta makes...
We'll get your scores coming up at halftime and take a look at all the stats, facts, and figures as well this first half. Prairie on top 7-0 out of Trevor Northrup. 34-yard gallop on a direct snap from that single wing formation of Mark Blisses. And right now Dubuque Senior off the timeout with a third down and 4, as they'll have it on the 41-yard line, far side hash mark. They need to take it just across the 45. Osterberger in there on the left hip. In fact, they'll go offset eye to the left side this time with Boniface in there at the quarterback spot. Gets the snap. He's back to throw. Going to throw left side. Catch made at the Prairie 48. A big hit applied, but hanging on to the football. And coming up with the first down was Shane Sweeney.
Hunter Johnson comes over and just puts a slobber knocker on the receiver as soon as he pulled that in.
Big hit, but a big-time catch.
How he held on to that, I do not know. But Johnson, that's maybe the hit we've seen so far this year.
That'll be one of the nominees for our slobber knocker of the game. Brought to you by Sam's Pizza. On the read option, inside handoff, Osterberger leaps the pile, gets inside the 40 to the 38-yard line of Prairie.
Jacob Osterberger.
And that's eight more before he was brought down by Quentin Phelps.
Senior found a little something in there that they like, running right up the gut and starting to have some success when initially in the first quarter they had single digits for yardage in that first quarter.
Man in motion to the left, high snap, read option. Again, Osterberger up the middle, swim move 35, angling left 30, and down at about the Hawk 29-yard line. So that's nine more, and the chains move again for Dubuque Senior first down.
Senior just getting some good upfront surge there from their linemen, keeping their feet moving and shielding the linebackers from getting into hit position right now.
Borsett in there as a corner for Prairie. Meyer in there defensively. Five-man front for the Prairie Hawks this time, as Prairie right now has eight in the box, trying to stop this Dubuque Senior rushing game. 6:25 to play first half, 7-0 Prairie, and now Senior's going to have to burn another timeout as the play clock was down to two.
Yeah, they're having some problems signaling the play in, and when they think they've got it signaled in, then all of a sudden they'll pop their heads back up and look over because the coach is changing it again on them.
Timeout, Dubuque Senior will take one as well. 6:25, second quarter. Cedar Rapids Prairie 7, Dubuque Senior nothing. Back after this 30-second break here on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Dubuque Senior on the move as they are down inside the Prairie 30-yard line with a fresh set of downs. And this drive starting at their own eight, trying to tie it up. Osterberger, the lone setback, two receivers to the right. Sweeney to the short side, to the left. Prairie with seven in the box. Here is the snap, read option. Osterberger off the left side and brought down at the 25 and lost the football. Or are they going to say it's down? I think the officials said it was down, and I think Osterberger also fell on it. Good hit apply by Martavian Borsett.
That ball did come out there, but I think they're going to maybe say his knee was down before he lost possession.
Good hit there by Tavian.
Murray's defense is hitting right now, but the left-hand side of the offensive line for Dubuque Senior's got a little something going right now.
Second down, six. Left hash mark. Boniface back to throw, rolls to the right side, throws on the run, catch made 20-yard line, splitting defenders, first down 15 and down to the 13-yard line. For Dubuque Senior, making the catch again is Osterkamp.
Nice running throw by Boniface all the way across the field. That shoulder injury has to be on his non-throwing arm, Scott.
Yeah, he looks good. I mean, this is a completely different Dubuque Senior team than we saw in the first quarter. First down and 10 at the Prairie. We'll call it the 13-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. Off the fake, read option. Boniface is going to carry it to the 10, to the 5, and plows his way in. Touchdown, Senior.
13-yard scamper, and you knew that that quarterback read option keeper play was going to be coming at some point, and Prairie was looking right past it.
I don't think they expected Boniface to carry the ball.
I don't think they did either, and that's the first time he's pulled that out and tucked it down underneath, with the exception of the quarterback sneak.
And Dubuque Senior on the board, and they will try to tie it up. Ben Kubitz, left-footed kicker, will try it out of the hold of Colin Seymour. Good snap, and the kick on its way, and we're tied. What a drive right there. 92 yards, John, in 5 minutes and 3 seconds.
Well, 92-yard drive from a team that only had 8 total yards of offense in the first quarter. I mean, talk about, there's a testament to what your quarterback and the confidence he can bring to a team does.
We're going to present our Slobberknocker Award, brought to you by Mr. B's, home of Sam's Pizza and Calzones, later on, 366-8406. Give them a call. We'll have that at the end of the ball game. And Alex, we talked about Prairie with a thing of beauty. That thing was a thing of beauty. That did not look like the same team that was wearing all white when they came out in the first quarter.
about it, the quarterback position is the leader of the offense, and when Lee Boniface came out for the offense for Dubuque Senior, they were a completely different team. They looked confident, as did their quarterback.
So Senior will kick off. Rima will drop along with Juwan Simpson at about the 5-yard line to get the boot. 7-7 as Dubuque Senior has come back to tie it up here.
Now Mark Bliss has got to wonder if he's ever going to get this ball back. That was a long drive where the Prairie defense was out on the field.
Teed up at the 40-yard line. And the approach, a high, short pooch kick, and it'll be taken at the 25-yard line. That's Borseth, and gets as much out of it as he could. Good return out to the 36 for Tavian Borseth. And actually, they'll mark him at about the 38-yard line.
They'll take that kind of a return every time.
And Borseth brings it back for about 13 yards, first down Prairie. Pinter in there. And tell you what, somebody that we have not called in a while has been Jalen Rima.
Haven't heard Jalen Rima. We have not heard Juwan Simpson at all yet tonight.
No, we haven't. Hunter Johnson into the game. And Simpson splits up top to the left. And Rima to the bottom. In fact, three receivers now up top to the left side. Off the fake, Neunemaker will sweep the left side, trying to get to the corner. Penalty flags down. And gets across the 45 to the 46, but this one, I think, is going to come back.
Well, we've had a fairly hanky-free game to this juncture, but flags flying all over the place on that particular play, and this must have been a very blatant infraction.
Kennedy with a 7-0 lead on North Scott. And Cascade with a 7-6 lead on Marion.
North Scott looking for their first win this year. That's not very often they go 0-3 to start a season.
No. 0-2 for the first time since, I believe, 87. You're going to have a hold on Prairie and a hold on Dubuque Senior.
How about that? Offsetting penalties here. See what the result of the play will be if they bring it back to the original line of scrimmage.
Well, you don't see a defensive hold on the line very often.
That's almost unheard of, in fact.
So it'll be a replay, a do-over, if you will. And it'll be first down once again at the 38-yard line, but they'll scrimmage from the far side. Hash mark on the left side. Again, trips to the right side for the Prairie Hawks. On first down, here is a snap back. Neunemaker, pump fake, in trouble, and down he goes. Back at the 45, or make it the 35-yard line. And first sack of the game, and there were a bunch of Rams in there.
You know, Neunemaker took that snap from the shotgun position, took one look to his left to see where Jalen Rima was, but he was blanketed by coverage from Dubuque Senior. And so all he could do was tuck it under because he felt those white jerseys coming. He didn't have time to look off to a secondary receiver.
Pinter, Johnson, and Rima to the right. Northrop in the backfield for Prairie on second down, 13. Under 4.5 to play. Snap back. Neunemaker to throw. Going to throw deep. Middle man out there. Juggling and incomplete. Hunter Johnson tried to corral it at the 41-yard line. Oosterkamp might have got a hand in there at the last second to knock it away.
Yeah, Neunemaker threw a strike there, but would have really, really taken an enormous job of bringing that one in because that was thrown way downfield.
So a third down and long for Prairie. First third and long the Hawks have had tonight.
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you what's happening defensively right now for Dubuque Senior, Scott. They're starting to bring outside pressure with linebackers.
See how Prairie adjusts to that. Third down, shotgun snap to Neunemaker. A pump fake in trouble. Spins away from the rush. Now has some running room to the 35. Cuts it back to the middle to the 40 and is cartwheeled at the 45-yard line. Going to get 10, and we got a late flag coming in.
Extracurriculars here, and Chucky Britton, you don't do that to
Screw. And, well, going to call a block in the back very late, so it wasn't an extracurricular. Now, if you're senior, do you turn this down? That's what Dale Plessel is going to talk about.
Now, it's going to be an interesting choice because that ball is within 2 yards of a first down, and they're about at midfield. Prairie could choose to go for this if they decline this penalty.
Down to 4:07 to play, first half.
I got to think Mark Bliss is saying, go ahead and decline that. We'll take this. We'll go on fourth down, midfield. Give us 2 yards and we'll get that.
So Boniface, or I beg your pardon, Nunemaker took it.
Well, I think if you're Dale Plussel, you've got to take this, don't you?
No, they're going to turn it
He's
down.
He's not going to.
He's going to turn this down.
And you watch, Mark Bliss is going to come out and go for this, and I'll bet you Prairie picks it up.
So instead of marching Prairie back and making it a third down and probably 15, it's going to be fourth and four. And
well, and that was not a good spot by the officials on that either. I thought Nunemaker had a lot more forward progress than that.
Yeah, I would agree. Now, Nunemaker's the punter. Keep that in mind. They have brought out the punt team here in the 7-7 game. Seymour drops back to the 20-yard line. And see what Nunemaker does here. Setting up for the return, Dubuque Senior from the 45-yard line. And snap back, and he will kick it. A low end-over-end kick, directional kick coming to the near side.
Beauty.
Bounce at the 10 and go out of bounds.
Beautiful.
Again down to the 8-yard line.
Nunemaker doing it all right now for the Prairie Hawks.
48-yard punt after a 51-yard punt.
Well, the last three possessions have not gone well for Prairie. They've had a fumble and two punts. So offense, which came out and got on track there on that second possession for the touchdown on the 34-yard scamper by Trevor Northrup, has kind of been stymied here in the last three possessions.
Yes, it has been.
Senior, on the other hand, with the insertion of their starting quarterback, coming back here on the heels of their last possession, which was a 92-yard possession all the way down the field with Lee Boniface from the 13-yard run taking it in.
Now they're going to go with the I formation with Schnee, the sophomore, behind the quarterback, and the handoff to Schnee up the middle. They're just going right between the tackles right
now. And it's on the left side right now, too. The left-hand side of the offensive line for Dubuque Senior is taking care of business. And Jim Dossel is going to be looking at that here very, very shortly. At halftime, they're going to have to plug that up because that's been where they've been making all of their big run yardage.
First down carry of six. Boniface still in there. Weber's back in there as the blocking back at fullback. 15 on the play clock. Under center. Here is the counter give and then kicking it to the outside, making people miss a Schnee. And a nice run by the sophomore. Across the 25 to the 27. He's going to pick up 13 and get a first down.
And again, it's on the left-hand side of the offense for Dubuque Senior. They've got kind of an alignment issue right there right now where they have two gaps uncovered by down linemen.
It's interesting, John, because it looks to me like they have flip-flopped their offensive line. They're going with the big guys to the left now.
When they're running behind them on every play.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now we've got a shift by the defense for Prairie into that gap.
Here is the read option.
And look at the result.
Yep, Schnee got hammered right as he got the handoff. And we may have an injured ram or one getting up slowly. And that is Cody Krause, one of the big tackles.
Good adjustment there by the defense for Prairie. I mean, how many offensive plays have they seen your Rams run to the left side of their offensive line? They're going to keep doing that until you stop them. You know they will.
Boniface in at quarterback. Humple Griffin is in there as a slot man. Here's the snap in the shotgun, rolling. Boniface to the right, throws, and the catch made right at the first down marker.
Over that'll be enough.
On the far sideline, coming back to make the catch is Kentarian Johnson, 5'9", 165 pounds, and a junior. And he will go for 12, and the eighth Dubuque Senior first down.
And again, Boniface rolling out to his right and then throwing the ball all the way across to the wide side of the field for the strike right at the chains.
Senior, after Prairie on the first quarter, is on the second quarter. Boniface in the gun. Throws the right side incomplete. And over the outstretched hands of Logan Lines, 5'10", 160-pound backup. Or no, check that. That was Humple Griffin. Boniface, since he has come in, has ran for a 13-yard touchdown. And so far is 4 out of 7 in the ballgame.
Yep. And the team is just, they have a totally different swagger about him when he's back there at the quarterback position.
Second and 10, 2:17, first half, 7-7 game. Dubuque Senior with the ball on the far hash mark, 38-yard line. Here's the out, and it's incomplete. They tried to get it over there right in front of the senior bench on the far side to Osterkamp. Incomplete, a little high, and it's third and 10.
Definitely a catchable ball, though. Osterkamp went up with both hands and just failed to bring it down.
Prairie home crowd trying to make some noise here. Third down and 10. We'll call it just outside the 39-yard line. In this 7-7 game, two receivers right, one to the strong side. They'll bring a man in motion. That's Johnson. Off play action. Boniface to throw. Loops the middle of the field and almost intercepted by Borsett, who played it perfectly. He looked like the intended receiver out there instead of Shane Sweeney.
He did. Borsett probably will be seeing that in his sleep tonight.
Probably would have been as good as a punt for senior, but they will punt it away here. And good job by Jim Dostal and the defense to make some adjustments there
on
the run.
They did a nice job of shutting down that run off the left-hand side of Dubuque senior. So we'll see if they punt now to Jalen Rima.
Rima drops to the 30-yard line. And they get away the rugby kick, and not a good one. And this is going to go off the side of the foot, out of bounds. Mark Bliss says get away, and they do. And it'll be marked at the 41-yard line. So only a 20-yard punt that time.
Defense for Prairie rising up here and taking care of business on that particular possession. And boy, did they need to do that, because the clock is ticking down quickly here towards halftime. We're at 2:01. Prairie getting the ball back with some decent field position now at their own 42. A nice mark there by the officials.
Yeah, it was. 7-7 game. Prairie scoring on a Trevor Northrup 34-yard run. And then Lee Boniface with a run of 13. First down, Hawks. Twins left, twins right. One setback. Neunemaker to throw. Throws a quick out. It's caught at the 50-yard line. Splitting defenders and getting himself a first down. To the senior 47-yard line that time was Hunter Johnson. And that will move the chains after the gain of 11.
Hunter Johnson's really been making his presence felt on both sides of the ball tonight.
That is the initial first down of the second quarter for Prairie. Back to throw, Neunemaker. Going to throw deep right side. Going for Rima. Stretches, can't get it at about the 5-yard line.
Well, and I like that call, though. You should try that at least once a quarter. You've got a Jalen Rima on your team. I think you do that once a quarter, and I bet it's going to work at least once, if not twice a game. And if nothing else, I'll bet you're going to get an interference call. That was not the case, however, on this one.
Couple of score updates. Marion leading Cascade 12-7 in the second quarter. Now Kennedy is up 14-0 on North Scott.
Welcoming back Tony Perkins to the Marion sideline tonight. Indians probably feeling a little better.
And he can tie the great Les Hipple tonight
with
a victory. In that one, that is a non-district game, keep in mind. Cascade, a 2-A team. One setback, Northrup. Neunemaker in the shotgun, gets a snap, back to throw. Has time, throws the middle and incomplete. Trying to get it to Hunter Johnson in double coverage. Noah Bullock back there. He was on defense that time for Dubuque senior, and it'll bring up a third down and long, third and 10.
That was probably a blessing that it was overthrown to Johnson there, because there was a linebacker floating in that kind of hook-to-curl zone that was dangerously close to having it bearing down on picking that off.
Two out of five tonight is Neunemaker. And Prairie with four receivers in there. Johnson and Rima to the near side. And up top, you got Pinter and Simpson. Here is the delay draw, and nothing doing. Big-time hit put on that time on Northrup as Weber along with Johnny Massman combined on the stop. It's going to lose four, and we're going to get a senior timeout, I believe, to stop the clock with a minute 30. They want to get the ball back, obviously.
Yes, they do. And this possession, if Prairie in fact punts, and I'm sure they will have only taken about 30-some seconds off of the clock. So even though they picked up the first down in there, they just didn't take much time off that clock, and that's going to be to the benefit of the Dubuque senior Rams, because they're going to get this ball back with time to go down the field.
Well, we'll talk, if it indeed stays tied, we will talk with Coach Mark Bliss going into the third quarter, Alex, just to let you know. We'll pass that along to you. On the sideline down there with 90 seconds to play. Prairie owned the first quarter, in case you're joining us late. And since then, it's been Dubuque senior in the second quarter.
That really has been a tale of two quarters here, and I think the statistics will bear it out, too, at halftime. Unless we get some big-time heroics here by Dubuque senior before the teams leave the field.
And it'll be Prairie to punt with Neunemaker. And now we've got a stoppage here. And did we have the 25-second clock run out? We did. So Prairie will have to back up five. It's been a really penalty-free game.
Well, Nudemaker doesn't want to have to put, oh, no, this is going to be on senior, Scott.
Did they have 12 men out there? Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. They're trying to sneak an extra
guy
on their special teams unit.
Yeah, that was against senior.
The old, you're not going to pull that one over our eyes.
They're going for the block here. They got 10 on the line of scrimmage, and Sweeney back at the 46-yard line. Prairie long count. They'll get it back. Here comes the rush. Nudemaker gets it away. A nice high floating kick angling to the near side pylon, but it goes into the end zone. That was a good job by the Prairie special teams to not panic there as Senior was sending everybody in the tri-state area.
Yeah, Nudemaker kicks a nice ball. It's high. It's a beautiful spiral. And it has lots and lots of distance on it. Of course, he has got a little bit of wind behind his back. But a flag is just kind of helping a little bit in that direction.
So Senior in the 7-7 game will have it on the 20-yard line with a minute 23 to play. And for Senior, they have no timeouts remaining. Boniface in there. Missed the first quarter, but has come in relief. There was question about the fact that he was going to be at the helm tonight. Missed the first quarter, but he is ready to go in the second quarter. He'll turn and hand it off to Osterberger. Tries to middle, then kicks it outside. And gets about two, maybe three out of it. As coming up to make the tackle again, Mr. Linz. And he's an early candidate defensively for our player of the game. And it's brought to you by Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlors.
Doesn't appear as though the Rams are going to choose to do anything real fancy or exotic here. Probably going to be content to just let this run to halftime.
We're under a minute to play on second down. A little less than seven. I formation this time behind Boniface. He'll turn on the handoff, gives it to Osterberger. He'll dent the 25 and get to about the 26-yard line. And that probably will, depending on when they spot the ball, well, they'll have to run another play. Here's Senior Will before halftime. Now, don't be lulled to sleep here, though, if you're Prairie. And watch Senior throw it long. Cascade has now taken the lead over Marion, 15-12. That in the second quarter. We'll get you scores coming up at the halftime break. Down to two, down to one. They didn't get it off. That'll be a penalty against Senior. Poor delay of game.
Now they've had a couple of those now. Just some communication failure on the signaling that's going into the head coach's work with the offense out there.
Senior will have to get one more playoff. They may choose to just take a knee. We shall see. Humple Griffin is going to come into the ball game. And looks like Senior is just going to take a knee here. They're going to go into kneel down formation here. And we will get to halftime here as soon as the ball is ready for play.
Chuck Britton not spotting the ball for some reason right now. Looking back at the 25-second clock where the band has amassed and is eagerly awaiting to take the field. Craig Owney is just chomping at the bit to get his troops out there.
Well, they want to put 2 seconds on the clock, I think. And in retrospect, there really is no reason to put 2 seconds on the clock because they're going to take a knee.
Well,
but they're going to put three, apparently. And
fortunately, the press box ably manned by John Randalls and crew, who informed us pregame that he's been doing this for over 25 years now.
How about that? And there's Boniface taking a knee, and that will do it here for the first half of play. So we are at halftime. It's Cedar Rapids Prairie 7 and Dubuque Senior 7. It's been a tale of two quarters here so far tonight from John Wall Memorial Field. We will take a minute break and come back, talk halftime with you right after this as you're listening to high school football here on KGYM Sports.
Hey, I'm Coffee, Black Gold, Cup of Joe. You need me. but I'm messy. Stop the car too quick. Whoops, lost on your pant leg. Balance me on the roof of the car. Whoa, I just drenched your power blazer. Now what are you going to wear to Friday's budget meeting?
Do you have citywide cleaners?
Maybe you can disguise it, huh? Pin a big flower to your lapel. Yeah, that might fool them. Or you might look like you just returned from Clown Town. And if you think you can just go without the blazer, good luck with that. Your department looks bad, then karma comes calling and your team falls apart. That's the kind of thing that can drive you crazy. I'm chaos, and I can ruin anything.
Citywide Cleaners has the experts to save you from chaos. They have multiple locations and also offer free pickup and delivery from your home or office. And at Citywide, it's right, it's ready, or it's free. Do you have Citywide Cleaners?
Citywide Cleaners. To look good.
Citywide September special is 20% off bedding.
Back with you here at John Wall Memorial Field as we are at halftime. The Prairie Band about to make their way out onto the field turf here at John Wall Field. 7-7 game here at halftime. Prairie John owned the first quarter, and Dubuque Senior, they came back and they owned the second quarter.
It's a tale of two quarters, to be sure. Prairie came out and took care of business and was all over Senior in the first quarter. And then in the second quarter, the roles were reversed. The emergence of their starting quarterback, Lee Boniface, was the spark that got the Dubuque Senior offense going. And they found a little success running the ball on the left-hand side of the line of scrimmage. And I'm sure that right now at halftime, Jim Dostal talking with his coaches and the team about how they're going to plug that up in the second half, because between Plossel's running the ball and passing it and then that runoff on the left-hand side of the line of scrimmage, that's the thing that's been the bugaboo for them.
Yeah, made some adjustments on the run, though. Midway through that second quarter to get things a little bit better.
Yeah, they need to get some pressure back there on the quarterback, Lee Boniface, and I'm sure that that's going to be something that they'll dial up here in the second half as well. And in terms of offensively, Prairie's got to get back to coming off the ball low and hard and getting under the pads and taking care of business offensively in the line of scrimmage right now. They did a great job of that in the first quarter, and they kind of got away from it in the second quarter. Part of that, though, I will give some credit and tribute to the defense for Dubuque Senior, who has bringing some real strong outside pressure. You'll remember, Scott, in the first quarter that they weren't setting an edge, and Prairie was running around them. There really was no boundary set, and so they had all kinds of outflanking situations where the defense for Dubuque Senior suffered from that. But now they're starting to come with that outside pressure, sometimes both outside linebackers coming in, and they've done a really good job of setting that edge. So that's another adjustment that Prairie is going to have to make on the offensive side of the ball in the second half.
So we are tied here at the halftime break. We'll give you the stats as the Prairie Band gets ready to entertain here at halftime. The total yards after one quarter, John, it was 124-7 in favor of Prairie.
I know what you're going to say.
It's now 140-128 in favor of Prairie.
And I knew the stats would bear that out, and it's exactly what happened in the game on the field.
It was 121-16 in the second quarter.
Yep, and it just that's exactly what happened on the scoreboard as well.
Yeah. For Prairie, 124 yards on the ground, only 16 through the air in the first half. Tyler Neunemaker was 2 out of 5 for 16 yards. One catch by Hunter Johnson, the other one by Jalen Rima. On the ground, Trevor Northrup has carried it 7 times, 42 yards, and 1 touchdown. 3 carries and 21 yards for Hunter Johnson. Neunemaker has carried it 9 times for 33 yards. Rima has carried it twice for 22 yards in the first half. Prairie with 5 first downs. Hawks did not have a penalty accepted against them in that first half of play and had 1 turnover. For Dubuque Senior, 128 total yards in the first half, 77 on the ground, 51 through the air. Lee Boniface coming in relief, the starting quarterback, missed the first quarter, has a shoulder injury, but Dubuque Senior decided to put him in for quarter number 2, and he went 4 out of 9 in that quarter for a total of 48 yards. Humphrey Griffin got the start. He went 2 for 3 and a total of 3 yards in the passing department. On the ground, it's been Jacob Osterberger leading the way, 7 carries for 41 yards. Sam Schnee has carried it 5 times for 24 yards. Boniface has carried it twice for 11 and 1 touchdown. here in that first half of play. 8 first downs for Dubuque Senior. They have 2 penalties for a total of 10 yards, 1 sack, and 1 turnover. So each team with a turnover in the first half. Third down conversions, Dubuque Senior 3 of 5, Prairie 3 of 6, and Prairie 0 for 1 on fourth down tries, and pretty close as far as time of possession. 12 minutes, 48 seconds for Dubuque Senior to 11 minutes and 12 seconds at the halftime break for Cedar Rapids Prairie. So like the scoreboard shows, this is a very even Steven game.
Yeah, they really are. The stats bear that out, too. And, you know, somebody's going to come out here in the second half and make some big plays, and victory's going to be hanging in the balance, and somebody's going to reach out and grab it. So stay tuned, because I think we've got a whale of a second half shaping up.
And we've got a lot of things that both coaching staffs are going over at halftime. Dubuque Senior did go back to their locker room. Sometimes the visiting teams here, John, at John Wall Field, it is a long way back to the middle school over there. And yeah. Sometimes they'll meet just off the end zone over there on the south side, but Senior did choose to go back into the locker room.
Well, when it's cooler like this, you kind of like to maybe get the guys out of the night air a little bit and confined, so that, you know, you have a little bit more privacy too. On the handful of times that we stayed outside and went down to one of the practice fields down there, it's funny how many ears kind of kept finding their way over there, and you don't really like that much.
No. Yeah, so they decided to go back. They have decided to go back into the locker room here at halftime. Always treated well here by the Guttenkoffs.
Love coming to John Wall Field. There's just hospitality galore
all over the place. And we are at halftime, week 3 on a Friday night, tied at 7. We'll pick our player of the game coming up at the end of the contest tonight. It's brought to you by Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlors. And good to see Bill Bark out here, who does a great job with the equipment at Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Yeah, doing some volunteer coaching, I believe.
Yeah, and always has a smile on his face. And they provided the pizza for the tailgate tour today. So always good to see him out here.
How fast did that pizza disappear? I got to think it didn't last long.
Not very long.
I got to think so.
Not very long there once the kids got out after the pep assembly at about 3:35. It was gone by about 3:40, I think there. But going to be interesting to see what changes are made by these two staffs. For Prairie, we mentioned defensively, did a lot of good things after Senior's first and only touchdown drive of that first half, shored things up after Senior flip-flopped their offensive line.
Well, they had a little different read that they had to do once Lee Boniface, the quarterback, who had been injured previously, was inserted in the second quarter. So, you know, now they've at least had a look at what they're all about with Boniface in there at quarterback. But I'm going to go back to offense for a second, Scott, if you don't mind. Well, you made a great point when you said, where's Jalen Rima been? And I'll throw on top of that, I'm not sure Juwan Simpson has been involved at all yet tonight. There's two huge playmakers that they've got to get that ball back in those guys' hands.
7-7 game here. Let's try to get some other scores to throw your way here tonight on a very busy week 3 of the high school football season. And we are at halftime over at Linmar, and the Lions are going to get their first win, and Clinton is going to get their first loss. It's 34-7 at halftime.
Wow, good for them.
In favor of Linmar. Mount Vernon on top of Northeast Goose Lake. That is 21-7. That is at halftime. Solon leading Xavier 13-7, and that is our game on both the North and South gyms.
Returned the opening kickoff. That cannot have made Dwayne Schulte happy.
Yep, you were exactly right on that one. Solon took that opening kickoff back. And also 7-0 in favor of West Branch, as they have the early lead in their game tonight. And trying to find the opponent, they're taking on West Burlington Notre Dame in a good non-district game coming up tonight. We're going to have all the scores, highlights, reports from around the state, and that will be coming up as soon as we depart here tonight. And that will be with the guys in Des Moines with the brand new Iowa Sports Spotlight Scoreboard Show. And that will go through 11 o'clock coming up here this evening. See if I can find a couple of other scores before we shut things down. Kennedy on top of North Scott, 21-0. That just ahead of halftime. That would be a big win. North Scott's, they did have a lot of graduation losses, but That would get some people's attention around the state in Class 4A.
Well, North Scott, if in fact they're on their way to 0-3, that would be something that they're not used to handling down there in Eldridge.
That is true. North Fayette Valley leading center point Urbana at halftime, 28-0.
Yeah, not very happy about that loss that they opened up with.
No, they are the defending champions in Class 2A. How about West Delaware? They lead Waverly-Shellrock 20-6. That nice. In the second quarter.
That's two big-time teams right there in 3A.
And Maquoketa Valley leading East Buchanan, that by a score of 14-6. And Marion in the second quarter leading Cascade 20-15.
Well, tennis match over there.
And we're going to be at Thomas Park Field coming up next week. Looking forward to that, the Marion Indians and the Solon Spartans, as that will be Marion's district opener as they have their non-district game tonight. And that will be on Friday coming up next week. So looking forward to bringing you that right here. We got a Thursday nighter next week as well. It'll be Linmar and the Washington Warriors. Wash is down at Iowa City West coming up tonight. So lots of good games coming up in the offing. We're going to get a word with head coach Mark Bliss coming up as soon as they make their way out. We got a lot of airplanes out there on the field with the Prairie Band. I'm not exactly sure what the theme was, but obviously it was aviation themed.
Well, when it comes to having a good time with music, I'm not sure that there's a better venue for halftime shows than Cedar Rapids Parade. Craig Owney just does a fantastic job with the Prairie Hawk Band, and they've got, instead of a color guard, the young ladies who are carrying around flags are replacing them this year with fighter jets.
Yeah, how
very
about
intriguing.
That?
Very intriguing.
We got some, I know, UNI assistant coaches over there in the far end zone to see, I believe, Mr. Rima.
And why not?
Here tonight, as they will be taking on Eastern Washington coming up tomorrow in their home opener. They go from going to play in Ames against Iowa State to Eastern Washington, number 6, who scored how many against Oregon? They put up 30-some against Oregon?
That's impressive.
40-some, Alex says. 40-plus against Oregon. Now, they gave up 60, but they put up 40-plus against the Ducks. So that's going to be a high-powered offense that will be coming into the Unidome. And that will be tomorrow afternoon for that home opener for the UNI Panthers. Of course, we have Iowa and Iowa State coming up tomorrow for you at 1:30 on 1600 AM with the pregame, 3:45 with the kickoff from Ames. And then before and after the game on the FMs, we'll have our pre- and post-game shows coming your way. Pregame at 1:30 on 107.5 and 106.3. And the postgame immediately following that will be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as well, coming up tomorrow evening. Kennedy is up 21-0 at halftime over North Scott. Kennedy goes to Pleasant Valley next week. They're playing Bettendorf tonight, which is a big one.
Yes, that's a huge rivalry game, as both of those high schools within a few miles of each other, and there's not a whole lot of love lost there between those two teams, especially when it comes to football.
No, there isn't. And pretty much you can do any tiddlywinks. There's not a lot of love lost between Pleasant Valley and Bettendorf with the 2 miles or so between those two schools over there in the Quad Cities in Bettendorf.
Both have powerful teams again, too.
Absolutely. Bettendorf especially. I think Pleasant Valley was a little bit I don't want to say suspect coming into the season, but they were an unknown quantity, I think, coming into the season
this year.
Well,
Bettendorf just seems to find a way to reload every year and have them very highly rated in the KCRG Gazette KGYM poll.
Yep.
And rightly so.
Dubuque Senior is back out onto the field. We are awaiting the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie to make their entrance back out onto the field. And when they do, we will get a word with head coach Mark Bliss, as they will make their entrance from the northwest corner from their locker room over there in the high school by the gymnasium.
And it will be shortly, because the halftime clock is ticking down, very close to 1 minute left.
We didn't have our fireworks tonight, though, our pyrotechnics here that we've had
a little departure from pregame festivities. Usually we get a pretty nice sonic boom out there in the north end zone, but we weren't greeted by that tonight.
Maybe that's a homecoming thing.
It might be a homecoming thing, but all I know is that when they do that, the windows up here in the press box rattle.
And it gets warm. All right, Prairie Hawks making their way out. We're going to get a word from head coach Mark Bliss here in just a moment or two as they make their way back out onto the field turf here at John Wall Memorial Field. Sophomore game was won by Dubuque Senior 28-14. And we are tied right now at 7 here in the varsity contest. As Prairie coaches making their way out here, and we will get a word from head coach Mark Bliss. Jim Dostal making his way out. Ashton Northern, former Jefferson Jayhawk and co-
both football Hall of Famers for the Jayhawks.
Absolutely. And Ashton looks like he could still hit somebody pretty hard.
And I don't think you'd want to get in front of him any more now than you did when he played for Co.
No, I would agree with that. Of course, Jim Dostal and Ashton Northern both coming over from Co College to join the coaching staff for Mark Bliss this year at Cedar Rapids Prairie. Mark and Jim have known each other since their early
Down Under
days.
Bowl days.
Yeah, the Down Under Bowl.
Summer trips that they took All-Stars to many, many years ago.
And we will get, Alex is waiting for the coach. I think everybody's out there except Coach Bliss.
There he is.
As of now. So now he's down there. So we will go to Alex, and we'll get a word with the Prairie head coach.
7 at halftime. What did you tell your team to try to pull out this victory in the second half?
Well, the biggest thing we had to talk about was just the bobbled snaps. We can't get out of our own way. We've made some mistakes in crucial down and distance, and because of that, we've either been forced to punt or because of bobbled snaps, it's created a negative field position for us. So it just, instead of having, you know, third manageable or second manageable, it's second long, third long. So there's, you know, it's just some of those things we got to correct and get done.
When Lee Boniface came in for them, their offense changed a little bit. How do you look to contain him in the second half?
Well, I tell you what, I know him being the athlete he is, he's a dual threat guy, and with him in the game, it's a different outlook. They got a different dimension with him in the game. We've got to do a lot better job attacking.
Thanks, Coach, and best of luck in the second half.
Thank you, Alex. Halftime score, Prairie 7, Dubuque Senior 7. And we'll take a one-minute break, come back, have the second-half kickoff from John Wall Field right after this as you're listening to High School Football from
KGYM.
Data
is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and cost. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Craving Sam's Pizza? Come get it at Mr. B's. They're serving up this Cedar Rapids favorite in Chicago style. Thick, thin, and calzones. Rich sauce, nearly illegal amounts of cheese, and all the toppings you gotta have. Mr. B's will make you feel right at home, too. And you'll get lots of sports action, including NFL Sunday Ticket. Come to Mr. B's for Sam's Pizza. Dine in or carry out. Mr. B's, 629 2nd Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids. Call now to order 319-366-8406.
All right, family meeting. Where should we go this winter?
Well, let's check eiairport.org for low fares to Fort Myers on Allegiant Air.
Ooh, Fort Myers. Can we build sandcastles?
Yes. I'm checking eiairport.org right now for nonstop service from CID on Allegiant Air.
CID, even better. Nonstop, no
real. Yard line on the near side. It will be Shane Sweeney, and on the far side, it'll be Colin Seymour. Second half underway, a high but short kick, and this will be Sweeney at the 16. Or make it Seymour, coming left, 20, turns it up at the numbers, 25, 30, has a seam, 40, look out, 50, and he could go. He's down the far sideline to the 20, to the 10, no flags, and it's a touchdown on an 84-yard kickoff return.
Absolutely what Prairie did not want to do. They showed a sign that they were having some problems with kick return on the last particular kickoff, and that is just a huge downer for the Prairie to come out of the locker room and give up that scamper for the opening kickoff.
And just like that, Dubuque Senior takes the lead at 13-7. And special teams bites Prairie again, just like it did last week.
Yep.
Against Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Extra point try from Ben Kubitz coming up. The left-footed kicker. It's on the way, and it is good. And it is now 14-7 in favor of Dubuque Senior. And I tell you what, nothing will take a home crowd out.
Yeah, it just deflates you. It is such a psychological downer for a team. And when you look down at the sideline right now, you just see a lot of black helmets down right now. And, you know, maybe we can throw it down to Alex. He's right there amongst them. See kind of a little better view of it maybe than what we've got.
Yeah, Alex, we can throw it down to you. He was untouched, basically. He found a seam in that far side, and nobody got him.
Absolutely, guys. And you looked at the at Coach Bliss, and he just put his head down as if to say, not again. This has been a very, very animated sideline all night. This is as down as I've seen it.
All right, Alex, thanks.
Yeah, they've got to find a way to fight through this now. And, you know, you bad things happen. That's just football. And one of the things you learn once you're in it long enough is that you've got to just wash it away as quickly as you can and get back to business, redouble your efforts on the things that you can control, and not let it affect you. You can't carry it into the next play.
Nope, and Prairie needs to get a sustained drive. Prairie's offense has not had a sustained drive for some time here, John.
Yeah, you got to go back to the first quarter.
So it'll be Dubuque Senior kicking it right back to Prairie. Line drive kick, and it'll be taken by Ryman at the 4. Comes up the near side, numbers, now reverses field at the 15, breaks a tackle, cuts it up the middle, spin move at the 20-yard line. He's loose at the 25, trying to get to the corner, 30, and then stumbles at the 35-yard line.
How many tackles did he break on that run?
Man alive, that was electric.
At least 4 tackles, solo attempt tackles broken as he went off to his right from the 4-yard line, ran all the way across to the far hash mark, split a couple of defenders there, and then came back across to the Prairie sideline before he tripped himself up. If he keeps his balance, he goes down the field and returns the favor.
Kind of that turf monster got him.
But the turf monster did reach up and get him.
First down from the 37-yard line. First play from scrimmage of the second half. It's a student body left with a penalty flag down. And crossing the 40, getting to the 42-yard line was Jake Pinter. And we'll see what the penalty flag. It was a penalty-free first
half.
Yes,
it was. Very hanky-free game to this point.
See what Chuck Britton has to say here. Going to be a face mask against the Rams. So that will be
The 5-yard variety.
It's 5-yard variety. And that will move things up to about the 47-yard line. And Dubuque Senior penalized for the third time for a total of 15 yards here tonight. So that'll make it first and one. Offensive coordinators love first and one. Man in motion. Here is the give. Same play. Pinter turns it up. Has the first down. Gets to the 50. Breaking tackles. Good strong run out to the Ram 48-yard line. So a good start to this drive. Yeah,
this is what we saw them do at the beginning of the game in the first quarter. They came off low and hard, and the offensive lineman did a nice job of sustaining their blocks, keeping their feet moving. The blocking that's always out in front of whoever the ball carrier is just kept surging.
Jameel Kelly on the stop from his linebacker spot. From the left hash, first and 10. Prairie down 14-7. Here is the keeper by Nunemaker off the right side. Gets to the 45, tries to spin away, and got met on the spin move at the 44-yard line. Got hit pretty good by Jake Hudson, the right side defensive tackle. That's going to be a pickup of about 4, and 2nd and 6 coming up. Nunemaker with 37 yards rushing tonight.
Prairie's offense now well into Ram territory here and on the march.
2nd down. And 6 from the 44-yard line. Here is the inside handoff. Pinter coming around to the 40 up the middle and gets the first down. All the way to the 35-yard line. And now Prairie maybe has found something here on that 10-yard run by Jake Pinter.
Yeah, Jake Pinter looking a little like Keegan Pinter there.
Yeah.
Who we saw ramble very successfully for Prairie.
Oh, he sure did. He was a good one.
Yes, he was.
First down. At the 35-yard line. Again, Pinner coming in motion. They'll give it on the handoff straight ahead and angling right for about three down to the 32-yard line that time was Trevor Northrup. And he hasn't carried the ball for a while.
Well, he hasn't, but I tell you what, the times that they've given it to him, it's always been on a quick hitter north-south, almost a dive-like play, and he's very good at finding a little crevice in there and making some good yardage after the first contact.
So a gain of three, second down and seven. Couple slots to the right side. Pinner coming in motion. They'll fake it to him, and on the handoff, Northrup starts off the left side, backs his way inside the 30, and he's down to about the 28-yard line. Five more for Trevor Northrup. And this was what Prairie was doing in the first quarter.
Yes.
Moving with the rushing and getting third and shorts.
Good blocking up front. Nice surge by the orange jerseys with the black helmets. They're playing underneath the pad level now. It's lower than the defensive line and the linebacking crew for the senior Rams.
Under nine to play third quarter. Clock ticking, 14-7 Dubuque senior. And right now, nine in the box. Nunemaker on the keeper. Straight ahead. And didn't get there. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be fourth down and a yard. And no doubt Prairie is going to go for it here.
I think that's going to be a loss of a yard. They're not giving him a very nice spot on forward progress there.
And now Jalen Rima is going to come in. Jalen missed this offensive set here after that big kickoff return. Not as big as Dubuque Senior's, as they got the 84-yard kickoff return to start the second half from Colin Seymour. So it'll be fourth down, and around the end comes Rima, and he's going to go all the way for the touchdown. Rima, they were saving him for that, John, and he turned on the Jets and went all the way for the touchdown for 27 yards.
Yep, 27-yard jet sweep, and he was completely alone out there on the wide side of the field as they outflanked the Dubuque senior defense. Once again, there was no containment, nobody setting an edge at all, and Rima just had to scamper right to the corner of the end zone.
And Prairie can tie it up here with 8:07 to play, coming right back. And, boy, credit the Prairie Hawks. Their heads were down, and they'll try to tie it up with the extra point from Joel Collette. And the left-footed kicker. You don't see two left-footed kickers in the same game very often, but we have it tonight. And the kick is on its way, and he missed it.
He didn't get it.
Pushed it off to the right, and it's no good. And, oh, the missed extra points. 8:07 to play here in the third quarter. It's Dubuque Senior 14, Cedar Rapids Prairie 13. We'll take a 30-second break and come back to John Wall Field after this here on KGYM.
You get to the fall time of year, people look in their closets and the things they forgot to get clean in the spring. I'm Greg Freeman. We do a ton of down comforters, and you're going to need sweaters cleaned and jackets and coats for football games. Let's say you're out of the ball game and you spill coffee on it, cocoa or whatever. Just don't panic. Just buzz them on in. We'll get them taken care of for you. Come visit us at Dutchess Cleaners. One on Boyson Road, one on 3905 Center Point Road. You're just going to pick it up and walk out the door because you know it's going to be done right. We'll do a good job for you.
Back with you here in the third quarter. Back and forth we go. It's now a 14-13 lead for Dubuque Senior. But and we talked with Coach Bliss in the pregame, John. One thing he's been mainly proud of all year has been the resiliency and playing 48 minutes. Prairie got the lead here tonight. They went down right there. They've been down before in their first two games, came back to win one, came back and got a touchdown there.
Well, this is what you want to see. We talked about flushing it, and you're only as good as your next play. Don't carry it with you, and that's exactly what the offense for Prairie did. And, you know, hats off to them because that's a hard thing for young men to do.
Now you need a special teams play. And last time, Mr. Seymour touched it. He went 84 yards. Collette with the kick from the 40-yard line. Again, twin safeties back at the 10 with Sweeney and Seymour. Sweeney in the far side. They're going to squib it this time. A high bounce, and it comes up to one of the up backs, and he'll just take a knee. That's Kyle Bradley at the 30-yard line.
Not very often you see a number 75 as an up back, but he wisely got his paws on that and then just took a knee.
And it'll be a senior. They've scored once, and they haven't had a play from scrimmage so far here in the second half, and they'll do it here.
This will technically be their first offensive possession where the offense comes out on the field.
Lee Boniface will come out there. Injured his shoulder this week. He's out there along with the tailback, Jacob Osterberger. One set back, trips to the left side. And on first down, the read option, inside handoff. Osterberger breaks a couple tackles, crosses 35, and slides his way to the 36-yard line. Hunter Johnson mopped up on the tackle from the middle linebacker in there, Jaden Goose.
Sure tackling by Hunter Johnson, and he's really been a quiet factor on both sides of the ball tonight.
Second down, four. Two left, two right for Dubuque Senior. Ball just inside the left half mark. Long count. Still 14 on the play clock for Boniface. Now he'll put Osterberger on his right side. Down to eight. Prairie showing blitz. Will they bring it? On second down, they will not. Read option again. Hand off Osterberger. Turns the corner. He's got a first down. Spins 45. And to the midfield stripe into the Prairie 49-yard line on a pickup of 15.
Boy, that was a nice scamper by Osterberger as he just went out to his left and ran right down the Dubuque senior line sideline there.
They'll mark it right at the 50-yard line. First down for the Rams. So come up on 7 minutes to play here in corner number three. This time, same formation, twins left, twins right. Prairie with a five-man front. Here is the snap and the handoff right up the gut. Osterberger breaks it again. 40, far sideline, 30, and finally tumbled down at the 29-yard line. And making maybe a touchdown-saving tackle that time for Prairie, I think, was Joe Vizzini.
No doubt about it. That was the last hope wearing an orange jersey. And Dubuque Senior again, kind of scratching where it itches. They found an A-gap that they're trying to exploit.
First down Rams from the 30-yard line. Osterberger again, same play off the left side, and again, good yardage.
Well, they're back to that left-hand side of the offensive line, just coming off the ball low and hard and pushing the defense for Prairie backwards.
And again, for Dubuque Senior, they have flip-flopped. Well, now they've gone back to their normal alignment with the bigger beef on the left side running behind him. Second down on the long yard from the Prairie 21. Read option, handoff. Osterberger started up the middle, tries to kick it to the outside, and nothing doing. Good job by the pursuit for the Prairie Hawks that time. Coming up, making the stop was Cam LaGrange, 5'10", 175, and a junior. And it'll be third down. And a yard and a half coming up for Dubuque Senior.
Haven't seen Boniface call his own number here yet. And as they get closer to the end zone, I'd look to have that be the case.
They're going
to
go I this time. As Jackson is in there as the fullback. Actually, they're going to bring in a lineman this time as the fullback for Dubuque Senior. And on third down, counter give. Osterberger kicks it outside. First down, 15-yard line and more. And out of bounds, down at the 12-yard line. A little different look. They went jumbo that time.
And again, though, the left-hand side of the line of scrimmage for Dubuque Senior just collapsed the defense for Prairie.
For a gain of nine. First down at the 12. Dubuque Senior can get a first down at the Prairie 2-yard line. This time, Boniface back into the pistol. Offset I formation to the right. Weber is in there as the fullback this time. Osterkamp along with Seymour out to the right. Six in the play clock from the left side hash mark. High snap, read option. Boniface on the keeper, and he's got Greening in front of him. He's got a first down and goal at about the 2-yard line.
Yeah, you just knew that was coming. The only question is how he did not score there. A great individual effort at the end there by, and I missed the tackler, but that was just a beauty of a tackle to save that touchdown.
First and goal as Vizzini brought him down.
Vizzini, yeah. Boy, there have been a lot of good Vizzini defensive players here, haven't there?
5 minutes remaining. Senior, first and goal on the 1-yard line. And the quarterback sneaked by Boniface. And did he get in? No indication.
No signal. Yes.
And now they do give him the touchdown. Boniface, second touchdown run, this one from a yard out. And Senior extends the lead now to 20-13.
Well, I think both teams had some big-time planning on their offenses because neither defense has been able to shut the other one down here so far in the second half.
That was a strong flex-your-muscle drive right there by the Dubuque Senior Rams. Kubitz to try the extra point. A high snap. It brought down, and the kick on its way, and it is good. So 4:46 to play here in quarter number three, and Dubuque Senior has added to the lead. Rams 21, Prairie Hawks 13. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
You're listening to High School Football tonight on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM Cedar Rapids. As Dubuque Senior has taken the ball after the Prairie score, and they went 70 yards for their own touchdown.
Last kickoff for a senior didn't even come close to trying to put it down the field where Jalen Rima could get involved in it. And again, I would expect a little squib kick of some kind, or maybe a pooch.
Rima is back there at about the 10-yard line, and they will pooch it. It'll be a short, high kick, and juggled for a moment, taken at the 23-yard line. Borsett, I believe, and he gets across the 35 out to the 38-yard line. It was Tavian Borsett. Yeah.
Still good starting field position here for the offense of Prairie again. And they need to come back out and pick up right where they left off on that last drive.
Still only one down. And we'll get to Alex coming up here after this play. He's got something to add on the sideline report. Hunter Johnson in to the left side. Nunemaker, the quarterback.
Missing a player for the offense of Prairie.
He'll bring in a tight end at this point. Trevor Northrup, the setback for the Hawks. He'll go slot to the right side. Direct snap, and here comes Nunemaker off the right side. Not much, got about three. And Alex will throw it down to you on the sidelines with our report.
The game, and I thought my eyes were deceiving me, but if you notice, Jalen Rima has been, they've been limiting his snaps, and when he's been walking around a little bit gingerly on his right leg. That's something to keep an eye out on for the rest of this game.
Yeah, that's a good point. Gain of three that time, second down and seven. As seniors showing blitz here. They're packing the box. Here is the give on the jet sweep. Hunter Johnson trying the corner. 45, ooh, lowers the shoulder and got about three more as he took Garrett Schmeichel for a ride into senior territory.
Hunter Johnson just loves contact. I don't care if he's carrying the ball or wrapping it up on a tackle when he's playing defense. He's made some great statements hitting tonight.
Can we give the slobber knocker to an offensive guy?
I think you can give it to, we got a lot of game yet. Let's just hold off maybe.
Hunter Johnson lowering the shoulder right there on the 10-yard run. First down and 10 from the senior 48-yard line. Off the fake, Nunemaker back to throw. Rolls to the right side. Going to throw short. Caught Rima 40. Turns up 35 to the 30. Good cutback to the 20, to the 10. And Rima is in for another touchdown. A 48-yard hookup. That was fun to watch.
Well, Jalen Rima is just the package as an athlete on a football field. Not only does he get open in space, he has blinding speed, but he again broke a couple of tackles, solo tackle attempts. People just fall off of him. So there's power involved in it, too.
He has been limited, as Alex said, but they got him in for two touchdowns on two touches here in the second half.
Yeah, you remember Earl Campbell, how he used to get up after a long run and just kind of have a hard time getting back? We're going on the fake here.
Swinging gate, end around to Hunter Johnson, going for the corner, and he's got it. And we are tied at 21 on the two-point try.
How about that? And that totally bamboozled the special teams there on the PAT for Dubuque Senior. They're walking off shaking their heads like, what just happened to us?
21-21. We will take a break. 3:31 to play here in the third. We got a dandy here at Prairie. Hawks and Dubuque Senior Tide. We'll be back after this one-minute break on KGYM.
Every sport, every game, fuel up with pasta power from Zio Giannos. Bring the team in for Zio Giannos' famous fresh pasta, bread, and sauce. Or come after the game and choose from pasta pizza or their gondola subs. With restaurants in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Marion, and North Liberty, Zio Giannos cheers for every school. Zio Giannos, hometown pride with a hometown taste of Italy.
So come to Zio Giannos, our pasta makes you single. Come to Zio Giannos for real Italiano. Come to Zio Giannos, the pasta.
Fall flooring season is on, and the Lumber Liquidators flooring experts can help you find the best deals on the hottest looks in flooring. Right now, we've got incredible deals on easy-to-install laminate engineered floors and more, like our thickest, beautiful acacia laminate for only 99 cents. Or get 10% off Schoen engineered pre-finished hardwood floors, plus Morningstar natural strand bamboo for only $2.69. Or get gorgeous, solid, hand-scraped mahogany hardwood at 27% off, with more amazing deals in your store. And 12-month special financing. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome back to the Jalen Rima Show.
And as we speak, he's got a bottle of water that he's rightly downing right now, but he's doing a little bit of a dance on the sideline to the drum corps.
I think he's okay.
I think he's doing just fine.
Getting ready to kick it off for the Prairie Hawks. The left-footed kicker, Joel Collette, with the approach and the kick. This is a line driver, and again, fielded by one of the upbacks. This time, big 75, Kyle Bradley says, I'm going to run this one. And he's going to take it back for about 7 yards to the 33-yard line.
I'd kick it to a guy that's got 75 on his chest, too.
He looked pretty good right there. Looked pretty good. Well, if you're the Prairie defense, you got to come up with a stop right here. Keep this momentum.
Well, you do. It's time for them to step up and flex their muscles, too. The offense has been doing their job here in the second half. Now it's time for the defense to chime in as well.
So, 21-21, 3:25 to play in the third. It was a 7-7 game at half. It's been even Steven throughout. Off the fake, and off inside Osterberger, and this time stood up. Pushed back by the middle of the Prairie line, who gummed that up right away. And best play of the second half probably for Cedar Rapids Prairie, and coming up with the tackle for the Hawks, Cameron LaGrange again.
And that's what you want to see on first down as well. And that was the formula that they used in the first quarter.
Boniface still in there at the quarterback spot. Osterberger in there on his left hip. Two receivers left and two to the right. On second down and 11 from the 32-yard line. Long count, low snap, and he'll handed off to Osterberger, lowers the shoulder inside the 35, crosses there and gets out to about the 36, maybe the 37-yard line.
Back to the left-hand side, the running attack again for Dubuque Senior. Linebacker and crew now for the Prairie Hawks shifting over to account for that, and they did a nice job of bottling that up, which brings up the third down and about seven.
2:20 remaining, clock rolling here in the third. Third down, seven for Senior. At their own 37. Shotgun snap. Boniface to throw. Throws to a wide open receiver at the 40-yard line. To the 30. Angling right. Sweeney, and he's going to go for the touchdown. Big play after big play, and that one goes for 63.
Yeah, some miscommunication in the secondary there for the Prairie Hawks. And to have a guy that wide open and then hit him in stride, there's just no way that you're going to prevent that touchdown. Sweeney didn't have a defender within 5 yards of him.
Beautiful pass from Lee Boniface, too. And that quiets the crowd.
Three touchdowns in a row here in the second half for Dubuque Senior.
They'll try to tack on the extra point. Long count. Kick on its way, and it just gets over the crossbar. And just like that, Senior, in three plays, answers the Prairie touchdown to make it 28-21. We will take a one-minute break and come back with a kickoff right after this as you're listening to high school football here on KGYM Sports.
To the person who doesn't like to be put on the spot, we don't get why the world needs an instant answer either. Decaf or regular, will you marry me, paper or plastic? It's all just too much. That's why CarMax will appraise your car in about 30 minutes, and our offer is good for a full week. No pressure to make a decision. Just walk out the door and sleep on it. Or don't. We'd never pressure you to walk or sleep, and definitely not at the same time. Way too dangerous. CarMax, the bright side of car buying.
IMON Communications is a proud supporter of our local high school athletics. At IMON, we pride ourselves on living and working in the communities we serve. We're your neighbors, and we believe in giving back to the community that helped us grow. A local company means local connections. You'll always speak with someone right here in Cedar Rapids. IMON is your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone. Experience the local difference. Find out more at imon.net/local.
Squib kick, or make it a pooch kick this time, and Rima is going to get a shot at the 12. He moved up, angling to the right to the 20, and an ankle tackle by Bullock, who brought him down at about the 28-yard line.
Well, that's a huge success for the kickoff team of Dubuque Senior, as they have been allowing Prairie to start with much, much better field position than that, but still not too bad at their own 28.
Well, you got to be resilient again if you're the Prairie Hawks. Just got to keep coming back and coming back.
And you've got to get the ball in some other people's hands right now, because Jalen Rima can't carry the entire load. So, you know, he scored the last two touchdowns, the 27-yard run and the 48-yard run. Maybe you got to try and get some other people involved, then come back to him.
Connor Choate, Joe Meyer in there right now. Here's a double handoff coming to the left side. And crossing the 30 out to the 31-yard line that time was Hunter Johnson. He's going to go for about three on that the old double handoff there.
Boy, and they pack everybody in so tight that if you're a linebacker, even standing up, it's so hard to read who's got that ball.
Now, they're looking at Jalen Rime on the sideline, and we might get a word with Alex here after this play. Eavesdropped on that for a moment. Second down at 7 from the 31. Minute 26, clock rolling, third quarter, 28-21 Dubuque Senior. Man in motion to the left. He'll get it on the end around, trying to get to the corner. I believe is Hunter Johnson once again. And he's out of bounds, close to a first down. Alex, will throw it to you. They're looking at Jalen Reimer right now, aren't they?
Not his left leg, which I presumed was a little bit gimpy. It is his left hand, which I presume he may have banged up on the kick return.
All right. Looking it over, but they're flexing those fingers. Third and one for Prairie. Keep the drive alive. No, they're going to bring in the chains.
Well, initially they signaled that it was a first down, but they must have taken a second look.
They're going to bring him all the way over to the near sideline. A little air time for Chuck. And they'll stretch him out and see if he got that first down here. We're at the minute 17 to play in the third, and they did get the first down. So first down for Prairie. Their 11th of the night in this game that Dubuque Senior leads 28-21. Been a good one, back and forth.
Yeah, this whole second half has been played on roller skates.
Really has been. So first down from the 38, eight in the box right now for Dubuque Senior. Here's the inside handoff, and pushing it ahead across the 40, angling right to about the 42-yard line was Trevor Northrup, brought down by Dimitri Humpel-Griffin defensively after the 4-yard pickup.
Trevor Northrup gets the handoff on those quick hitters, and he is very, very good because he's so quick off the ball, keeps his pad level low, very difficult to bring down. One guy has a very difficult time bringing him down.
Under 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. Double slot formation to the right. It's a keeper. Direct snap to Nunemaker. He's trying to get to the corner, turns it up at the numbers, the 45-yard line, protecting the ball and hit multiple times as
he gets
gonna
be close
to the 47.
To depend on the spot here, what kind of forward progress they're going to allow him. This is going to be very close, but I think it's going to be just shy.
Yep, about a yard short, and the tackle made by Guy Gard. 15 seconds to play. Prairie does not have to run a play if they elect not to. We'll see if they do here. They will line up. Clock down to 3, down to 2. Will they get it off? Yes, they do. And the inside handoff, Hunter Johnson squirting to the corner, trying to get outside and brought down on a high tackle at the 49, but he's got the first down. They wanted a face mask for Bullock, but I think the right call. Got him in the helmet, but I think missed the face mask. And that will go for three, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. A very exciting third quarter. And after three, Dubuque Senior, 28. Cedar Rapids Prairie, 21. And we'll come back to John Wall Memorial Field with the fourth after this one-minute break here on KGYM Sports.
Hey, I'm Coffee, Black Gold, Cup of Joe. You need me, but I'm messy. Stop the car too quick. Whoops, lost on your pant leg. Balance me on the roof of the car. Whoa, I just drenched your power blazer. Now what are you going to wear to Friday's budget meeting?
Do you have citywide cleaners?
Maybe you can disguise it, huh? Pin a big flower to your lapel. Yeah, that might fool them. Or you might look like you just returned from Clown Town. And if you think you can just go without the blazer, good luck with that. Your department looks bad, then karma comes calling and your team falls apart. That's the kind of thing that can drive you crazy. I'm chaos, and I can ruin anything.
Citywide Cleaners has the experts to save you from chaos. They have multiple locations and also offer free pickup and delivery from your home or office. And at Citywide, it's right, it's ready, or it's free. Do you have Citywide Cleaners?
Citywide Cleaners. To look good.
Citywide September special is 20% off bedding.
Well, we are back for the fourth. It was a heck of a third quarter. 21 points for Dubuque Senior, 14 for the Prairie Hawks, and first down for Prairie, and they've got it on the Dubuque Senior 49-yard line to start quarter number four. Double slot to the right, Johnson in motion, direct snap, and Nunemaker up the middle. Strong running by the senior quarterback, and he'll take it for about seven down to the Ram, 43, maybe the 42-yard line.
That's tough sledding between the tackles, and Nunemaker's been doing it all night, and every time he just pops right back up, and he's looking over to the sideline for the next play.
It's been a bevy of different players scoring and carrying the ball for the Prairie Hawks. Get you the third quarter numbers coming up here in a moment. Here is the double handoff. Hunter Johnson coming right. Cuts it up at the numbers. 40 and pushed ahead for a first down. Got three extra yards on the push, as he got it down to the 34-yard line for a pickup of nine.
And again, that sweep, the power sweep, has just worked very well virtually every time Mark Bliss has called it tonight.
Hard to prep for this type of offense, isn't it?
Well, there's so many bodies coming at you on that. You know, you can't tell if they're all going to come straight off and north-south or whether they're all going to just take off and start running to one sideline.
Give you the numbers through three in a moment. Johnson coming in motion, and we've got penalty flags down. That will stop this play. We had movement. And it's going to be a false start here against Prairie.
Well, that's one thing they've avoided so far tonight. And Nunemaker with his hands up in the air saying, I don't know how that happened. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't see it either.
Through three quarters, 280 total yards for Prairie, 216 on the ground, 265 for Dubuque Senior. They've been a little bit more balanced in this game, doing it through the air and on the ground. Kennedy now up 34-0 on North Scott.
Wow.
A lot of people did not see that happening.
Kennedy's feeling their oats right now.
Double slot, Johnson in there. Off the fake, Nunemaker to throw. Being pressured, eludes the rush. Stop and go move. Going left, throws on the run up field, has a man, and it's caught along the sideline at the Dubuque Senior 21-yard line. And the catch made.
Is that Hunter Johnson?
Nope. Choke. Nope, Joe Meyer, I beg your pardon, got it for the big pickup.
Boy, that play was extended so long by the fleet-footed quarterback, Nunemaker, that he finally went out, and the play had extended so long that Meyer opened completely wide open down there on the sideline.
Hawks have in there right now Noah Kramer in there as a slot man. Now they'll shift everybody to the right side and go strong that way. Johnson coming in motion and up the right side. Northrup busts through, and he's going to go for the touchdown. Same play scored on,
yep,
in the first quarter.
21-yard scamper right up the middle, and it's so quick hitting that he's behind the linebackers before they even know who has the ball.
Northrop with his second long touchdown run of the night. He's got 75 yards and two scores. And Prairie within an extra point of tying it up. With 10:03 to play here in the ball game. Boy, it's been a good one. Now, will they go for two? They show the swinging gate. Nope, they'll get into kick formation. As Prairie brings the score to within one. Joel Collette, left-footed kicker. The extra point try on the way, and he nailed it. Well, let's try it again. Back to the start. Prairie 28, Dubuque Senior 28. We'll come back with the kickoff in a minute. You're enjoying high school football tonight on KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Between soccer practices, grocery shopping, and taking the dogs to the vet, depositing checks might be the last thing on your to-do list. First Federal Credit Union has a solution with their new mobile deposit app. Deposit checks anytime, anywhere with the First Federal Credit Union mobile deposit app. Using your smartphone or tablet, all you have to do is take a picture of the front and back of the check and submit. It's that easy, and it's simple, secure, and free. Discover the anytime, anywhere convenience of mobile deposit today. To enroll, go to firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Back with you for the kickoff, and it goes into the end zone with the win with Joel Collette. And it'll be first and 10 for Dubuque Senior in this tie game, and they'll have it at the 20-yard line.
Time for somebody's defense to step up, Scott. Both teams have scored three touchdowns apiece here in this second half. We've got no punts, no turnovers. It's just everybody taking care of business on offense or special teams.
Marion ahead 20-15 early third quarter against Cascade. Kennedy up 35-0. They made the extra point. Spread formation, first down. Boniface in the gun on the read option. He'll keep it off the right side, and a short gain gets a couple out to about the 22-yard line. And getting up off the bottom of the pile that time for Prairie. It was Jawante Rogers. Jawante, 6'2", 230, and a junior. Only the fifth carry tonight for Boniface, who came in far and away the leading ground gainer. Schnee is in there now. The backup, the young sophomore. Down to 9 on the play clock. Second down and 8 from the far hash mark. 9:25 remaining in the game. Prairie showing blitz. They'll back it off. Inside handoff to Schnee and brought down quickly. Right at the line of scrimmage. Nice defensive play, and they're knifing through. I think it was Broderick Bohr, number 27. And Hunter Johnson.
Tell you what, Hunter Johnson's been a force on both sides of the ball.
Really has been. Big third down, trying to force the first three and out of the half. Prairie shows blitz, they back it off. Boniface rolling to the near side, set to throw, throws up field, caught. 34-yard line, and a big hit applied at 35 as he gets it in there to Shane Sweeney for the first down.
Yeah, Sweeney running into that little hook curl zone there, found a way to float in space and get outside of the linebackers that were covering in there, and easy pitch and catch there for Boniface.
First down, Senior in this 28-28 deadlock. Near side hash mark at their own 36-yard line. Prairie showing five on the defensive line. May, the tight end. He'll go slot left. Receiver that way and two to the right. One set back, long count. Read option. Keeper Boniface tucks it under. He gets to the 40, breaks a tackle, takes a big hit. Got stuck as he got to the 44-yard line, escorted out of there by Cameron LaGrange.
Yeah, LaGrange came up and put a big pop on him.
But got eight. I think Boniface, the juices are starting to flow now. He's starting to feel a little bit better, but he's going to be sore tomorrow.
He is. He's got that sore shoulder, but it's not on his throwing arm. But I'll tell you what, LaGrange made him pay for it on that particular scamper out of bounds.
Second down. Called a long yard. Man in motion. They give it on the ground to Schnee. Slips one tackle and has the first down. Escapes out to the 49-yard line. That will move the sticks. First down, number 15 of the night for Dubuque Senior.
Good job of kind of jitterbugging in there by Schnee on that particular play. They had him dead to rights in the backfield, but somehow he found a way to get that first down.
Moves it up to the 49-yard line. First down, Dubuque Senior. Under eight to play in the ball game. Long count, and Prairie jumps.
Well, they didn't just have one guy jump. A couple of Prairie Hawks bit hard there.
Yeah, did not make one, two, three, four members of the Prairie defensive staff very happy, of the coaching staff. First and five. Second penalty of the night for Prairie. From the Hawk 46-yard line. 5-2 look right now. Here is a delayed handoff. Huge hole left side. Osterberger gets it 35. Make it Schnee to the 20. Oh! And runs over a Hawk down to the 19-yard line. He ran angry there for 27.
Lowered his shoulder on the way out of bounds when most guys would be looking to step out and avoid contact.
He is a sophomore, Sam Schnee, 5'9", a 165-pounder. Brought him up tonight for this game. In the red zone at the Prairie 19. This time they'll run it out of the eye. Hand off Schnee, off tackle left, stumbles and falls forward to the 14. Still got five, though.
And again, Dale Plussell going back to the left-hand side of that offensive line to earn his living down here inside, now inside, well inside the red zone.
They're following those big 240-pounders along with the tight end, Tucker May, at 210 over there. Second and five from the Prairie 14. We haven't seen much blitzing from the Prairie defense tonight.
Virtually none, in fact.
7 minutes. Time remaining in the ballgame. Tied at 28, but Senior on the move. Here is the give on the delay. Schnee lowers the shoulder, not much. Gets down to the 11-yard line. Mason Ram, the senior, brings him down. Gain of three. And third and a little more than two coming up for Dubuque Senior. They are 6 of 8 tonight on third down tries. Little more than two. They need just short of the 9-yard line. 12 on the play clock. I formation. Double tights. They'll keep it on the ground. Delay to Schnee off the right side. Pushes the pile ahead of first down and more. Down inside the six. Close to the five for a gain of seven.
Offensive line for Dubuque Senior just pushing back the Prairie orange shirts right now.
First and goal coming up for Senior at the Prairie 5-yard line. The Rams here have it in first and goal territory. Just inside the right hash, long count. Turn, handoff to Osterberger's back in there, and he got knifed down at about the 4-yard line. Only a gain of one that time, so they go back, John, to the veteran senior.
Good job of staying low by the defensive line for Prairie on that one, making kind of a big pile in there so that nobody could do anything.
Senior trying for two wins in a row in this series. Won last year for the first time since before the year 2000. Second and goal, just outside the four, down to 5:20 to play in the ball game. Out of the eye, again, double tights. Boniface on a quarterback keeper. Follows the center and gets inside the 1-yard line.
Senior offense signaling touchdown, but it is not in the end zone.
It's awful close. And I would imagine you may see it again. Boniface at the 1-yard line, under center, calls his own number, lowers the shoulder, pushes ahead, and looks from here like he got in. We'll see what the officials say.
Still no signal.
They run in, touchdown senior on Boniface's third touchdown run of the night.
Well, neither offense is capable of doing any wrong right now, and neither defense can find a way to stop the other offense. So, you know, it makes you wonder who's going to have the ball last in this game, or are we going to go to overtime?
Well, I predicted overtime tomorrow. I didn't predict overtime tonight. Kubik for the extra point with those bright fluorescent Day-Glo orange shoes, and the kick is up, and it is good. 4:45 to play in the ball game, and Dubuque Senior in this yo-yo affair back up. Senior 35, Prairie 28. We'll take a one-minute break and come back with the kick after this here on KGYN.
Are you searching for a new career? Do you want a career you love? Only at LaJames International College can you choose between a 3-day online or traditional 5-day cosmetology schedule and still graduate in 1 year. Keep your job while pursuing your career. Fall classes are starting soon in cosmetology, massage therapy, and aesthetics. Go to ljic.edu to book a tour at our Cedar Rapids or Iowa City campuses today. Find what you love. Love what you find at LJIC.
For the game's MVP, an outstanding employee, or maybe just world's best dad, come to Solberg's for a fitting award. Because Solberg's is a family business, they take great pride in bringing a personal touch to everything from trophies and plaques to corporate gifts. Over 30 years in our community makes Solberg's more than just supporters of area high school sports, they're also big fans. Come to Solberg's on Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids, or go to solbergsandmore.com. Solberg's, making awarding rewarding.
A high short kick, and it'll be taken at about the 36-yard line as they're kicking it away from Jalen Rima here again.
Wisely so.
And Alex, Jalen Rima, we'll throw it to you. Do not see him on the sideline, and he is in the game now. It's time to show all your cards at this point, isn't it?
It looks like they're limiting his snaps a little bit, but it's crunch time. He is back out there, and he is trips to the far side of the field.
And Rima coming that way. Simpson to the near side. They'll send Rima in motion. He'll get it. Going short side on the jet sweep, and tiptoes out of bounds after a short gain. Got a couple to the 37-yard line.
Well, it's tough to run that jet sweep with him into the boundary because he just doesn't have enough room to work with. You got to run that to the wide side of the field.
He's up to double figures in touches between receiving, rushing, and returning. And I have a feeling that's not the last time his number is going to be called in this particular series. Stops the clock, 35-28 senior, 4:38 to play in the ballgame. Second down, 7 from the 38. Here comes the blitz. Neunemaker throws low, incomplete. Pinter had to go right off his shoulder pads. There was some mustard. That was a fastball from the pitcher, Tyler Neunemaker.
It was a perfect strike, but you've got to catch that ball with your hands. You can't try and trap it against your pads, or that's what happens. It bounces off.
Third down in a long 7 coming up. Prairie with all 3 timeouts. Likewise, Dubuque Senior. They have all 3 timeouts as well. As the Hawks break the huddle with Meyer out to the left side. Under center this time will be Neunemaker, and they'll empty the backfield. They'll throw the quick out, double pass, and it's dropped. I thought that may have been a backward lateral, but the officials are going to say incomplete pass.
And it could very well have been, except that the officials blew the whistle so fast when the ball hit the ground that there was never any chance for it to develop.
Not a good time for your first 3 and out of the second half for the Prairie offense.
Well, and I don't think even 30 seconds elapsed off of the clock either.
And the Hawks are going to have to punt, or at least show punt here.
Take a timeout.
Yeah, Mark Bliss is going to call timeout. And Prairie's going to talk it over. Gets together with defensive coordinator Jim Dostal at the 38-yard line.
This timeout has fake written all over it, Scott.
It's 4th and 7. They need to get the stripe of the 45.
I mean, you cannot give the ball back to Dubuque Senior right now. You haven't been able to stop them. They haven't been able to stop you.
Let's go down to Alex on the sidelines with more. Alex?
Guys, that was a setup for a double pass. Jake Pinter, the running back, the senior running back, was standing 40 yards down the field with nobody between him and the end zone, nobody within 30 yards of him. If that catch is made behind the line of scrimmage, that would have been an easy touchdown for Prairie.
Yeah, it was a good call. Just execution just wasn't quite there.
And I'm going to be shocked if they don't go for the. They are coming out to go for this on 4th and 8.
Yep. 4th down from the 38 in Prairie territory. Biggest play of the game, and now we've got a stoppage.
We've got a timeout for
Senior.
Senior.
Yeah, they're going to talk it over defensively here.
Yeah, they wanted to see that alignment coming out of there, and they saw something they didn't like, so Senior's getting a timeout.
All right, we'll take a 30-second break. 4:31 to play in the game. Dubuque Senior 35, Cedar Rapids Prairie 28. Back after this here on KGYM Sports.
Craving Sam's Pizza? Come get it at Mr. B's. They're serving up this Cedar Rapids favorite in Chicago style. Thick, thin, and calzones. Rich sauce, nearly illegal amounts of cheese, and all the toppings you gotta have. Mr. B's will make you feel right at home, too. And you'll get lots of sports action, including NFL Sunday Ticket. Come to Mr. B's for Sam's Pizza. Dine in or carry out. Mr. B's, 629 2nd Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids. Call now to order 319-366-8406.
Big play, biggest of the game, as John Hegarty just mentioned to me during that break.
Yeah, this is the play of the game right here. 4th and 7, you're on your own 38-yard line. I mean, you have got to move the chains here. You cannot give the ball back to Dubuque Senior in your own territory.
And you haven't stopped them yet tonight, at least in the second half. 4th down from the 38-yard line. Trips left. Shotgun snap. Nunemaker throws short side. Intercepted. And this is going to go all the way back for a touchdown with Colin Seymour, who read that perfectly. Stepped right in front of Jalen Rima and returned it for the pick six.
Yep, that was an out pattern there, but the ball was just underthrown a little bit. Seymour picked it and ran down the sideline untouched.
And that is a backbreaker.
And that was the play of the game.
Seymour with a 46-yard INT and returned for a touchdown.
Seymour, of course, the one who broke that 84-yard kickoff return to start this half as well. He's had a big night for the Rams.
Yes, he has. Big second half. And the extra point try coming up here from the kicker, Ben Kubitz. It's on its way, and it is good at 4:22 to play here. Now you basically throw out your game plan. You just got to wing it now.
Well, that 4 minutes and 22 seconds is going to go by very, very quickly, I'm afraid, unless you have some big play potential. And if you've got something that you've been saving, it's time to get it out of the bag right now. Get down the field, score as quickly as you absolutely can, and then get an onside kick.
Still time.
There's time, but you're down 2 possessions. And right now, you can't deliberate and have a lot of short running plays or even passing plays that are going to go for short yardage. You've got to get that ball vertically down the field.
Colin Seymour, you got to give him a lot of credit. He sniffed that one out from the outset of that play.
Yeah, Colin Seymour is... He's one of those guys that's done it all for his team tonight, too, on all 3 sides of the ball.
So Senior will kick, and the one thing you know they will not do is kick it to Jalen Rima at this point.
I'm not even sure they'll pooch it again. They may just squib it down the field.
Twin safeties back. Juwan Simpson at the 10 near side. Rima at about the 13-yard line over on the far side. Winner of this one goes to 2-1. A high end-over-end pooch kick and a fair catch called by Connor Choate at the 35-yard line. And it will be Prairie taking it right there at the 35. Still time. And you got 2 timeouts remaining for Prairie.
Well, neither of these teams have stopped each other, so... There is time. You got 4:21 on the clock. But what you've got to do is once you get down and score, then you've got to find a way to deny Dubuque Senior, who has just been literally untouchable on offense this second half.
Senior's just going to go with 3 rushers here. Shotgun back to Nunemaker. Throws, and it's incomplete. Over on the far side, Juwan Simpson.
First time I think they've thrown his way tonight.
Yep. had it, dropped it as he turned. And he was looking to run before he pulled it in.
Yeah, I like that call because he's one of your playmakers. You want to get him involved in it, but he just did. He wanted to get that ball, and then he knew he was out in space and open, and then he could make some good yardage after it. He just took his eye off it at the last second, looking downfield.
Simpson and Pincher out to the left side. Two receivers to the near side. Out of the gun. Back to throw. Being pressured. Neunemaker sandwiched and dropped. Back inside the 20, and Neunemaker's down.
Now I'm afraid he injured something on that as he was sandwiched from both sides on his back right now, and a training staff coming out, kind of holding his right throwing arm.
Well, you hope he didn't fall down on the collarbone or anything like that.
Yeah, it's a little early to speculate, but he is holding that right throwing arm very tightly against his chest.
Loss of 10 as Prairie is going to get their backup quarterback warmed up in a big hurry here. And that is Dakota Simonson, who is the backup quarterback. Simonson, 6 foot, 170 pounds, and a junior. Quarterbacked the sophomore unit last year. And good news, Neunemaker is up. Hopefully just got the wind knocked out of him.
He looks fine. But he does have to come out for one play.
And it's a pretty big play, third and 20.
Well, Neunemaker has taken some big hits tonight, and that's the first time he hasn't just popped right back up. He's a tough young man.
Yeah, he is.
He really has had a good game.
Really is. 4:03 to play here in the ball game. And Prairie facing third and 20 with their backup quarterback, the junior Dakota Simonson, coming in.
Not the down and distance that you want to enter the game in as the backup.
Nope. He'll come in, and boy, I smell a screen if you got one here. The seniors only rushing three, and they got him in there last time, led by Ryan Kirkenbush. He put the big hit on. Back to throw Simonson. Nope, going to throw deep down the left side into double coverage, and hangs and is intercepted. And then a penalty flag comes in there at the end as D'Angelo Jackson, the state long jump champion, comes up with the pick.
Yeah, he didn't have to do very much except go back and play center field, and that ball just kind of floated right down to him.
And that will be the third turnover against the Prairie Hawks. See what the penalty is about.
It's going to be against senior.
Going to be a hold after the INT. Still 3:43 to play as the Rams get it back. Up 42-28. And they'll scrimmage this from the 35-yard line. And looks as though it's going to be a tough one to swallow tonight for the Prairie Hawks. But weirder things have happened. Boniface under center. Osterberger in there. Tail the tandem in the eye, and he'll get it. Delayed handoff coming to the left side and swallowed up. Prairie trying to tackle the ball as well. As Osterberger goes for one, he's over the 100-yard mark tonight. He's been a tough runner. This is good Dubuque senior football team.
Yeah, they do. They got some good players. Osterberger, Osterkamp, the Sweeney kid, the Seymour kid.
And they'll take all of the 25-second play clock, which we do have now here at John Wall Field.
Two timeouts left for both teams.
And they're going to put this into play with under 3 minutes to go in the game. Up two touchdowns. Prairie with nine in the box. They'll hand it off. Same play. Osterberger up the middle. Angles left and almost snuck through. Got it to the 44. Now Prairie's going to use one of their last two remaining timeouts. As that went for nine. And you want any shot here, you got to stop the Rams here on this third and one with 2:38 to play. If you're Prairie.
Boy, they just haven't been able to do that here in the second half. They came out in the first quarter, Scott, and they did a great job both sides of the ball, but they just haven't been able to find that same elixir that they had in the subsequent quarters after that.
As third and one upcoming next week, Thursday night, we're at Kingston Stadium for the Linmar Lions. Well on their way to a win tonight over Clinton. And Linmar will take on Cedar Rapids Washington coming up. And then on Friday night, we will be over at Thomas Park Field as the Marion Indians will be in action. Marion hosting Solon. Prairie, they're going to take on a mad bunch of Lancers next week because they're getting shut out by Kennedy tonight.
That's right.
And Dubuque Senior, next week they take on Hempstead. I beg your pardon, they took on Waterloo West last week and fell. Third down and one. If Prairie wants any shot, they got to make a stop right here. Boniface under center, now backs off. He'll take a look at the sideline. Prairie creeping up the three linebackers. Boniface turns. He'll hand it off. Osterberger, and second effort's going to get him close to a first down, and I think he's got it.
Now, the way the linesmen are running in and waving it off with their arms, I think they are going to give this signal to first down, and the chains are moving.
And with 2:30 to play, Prairie with only one more opportunity to stop the clock, and that will probably do it. With the Rams with first and 10 at the 46. We'll get you scores from Des Moines coming up at the conclusion of our contest here tonight. Senior will use all of the play clock, down to three, down to two, and Boniface will hand it off. Osterberger started up the middle, kicks it to the outside, and goes out of bounds, and that's about the last thing he wanted to do as he gets four more. We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game. Thank Bill Bark for that a little bit earlier on tonight.
You know, and Bill's been doing that for us for a number of years, too.
Yes, he has.
A very loyal sponsor to the program.
That was a gain of five for Osterberger. Stops the clock with exactly 2 minutes to play in the game.
I will tell you that the Happy Joe special is the pizza of choice at the Hagerty household. Canadian bacon and sauerkraut.
You like that?
That's good stuff.
I like the taco. Second down and five, and a handoff, and Osterberger hit rudely behind the line of scrimmage. Jane Goose was there.
Three different linebackers for Prairie took out some of their frustration on Mr. Osterberger on that tackle.
Well, for Prairie, offense looked pretty good tonight.
Sure did. They've got a good command of this offense that Mark Bliss has brought up from Oklahoma with him and the Missouri area and several other states that he's been frequenting through his long and successful career.
Minute 20 to play, 42-28. From the 50-yard line on third down, they'll keep it on the ground. This is Osterberger again, and he'll be short of the first down by a couple of yards. And I think Prairie will stop it for the final time here. And they will with minute 10 to play. And probably see a punt, I would imagine, here by the Rams.
Well, I'm sure that Coach Dale Plussell is glad that they took the timeout, so give him a second to think about it as well. The way they've been running the ball right now, I don't know that it would make any difference no matter what he decides to do, because there's just not enough time left on the board. Down two possessions. It's just not going to happen for Prairie tonight.
The difference in this game has been Lee Boniface.
No doubt about it. When he came in at the beginning of the second quarter, this entire game changed the complexion. When he was on the sideline in the first half and they had their receiver, Mr. Humple Griffin, and it was just an offense that was incapable of moving the ball, they couldn't even get a first down until the second quarter when Boniface came in. So, he's just done a tremendous job tonight playing with the bum shoulder, but was not in his throwing arm, and you know, he credit him. He sucked it up, and probably going to be a sore young man tomorrow, but right now I don't think he's feeling a whole lot of pain.
They will punt. They will send out Ben Kubitz, the senior. By the way, senior, Dubuque senior, has a female player, John. I didn't know, not sure if you recognize that. Rugby kick, low end over end, and Rima will let it go inside the 15, inside the 10, and to add insult to injury, it's going to roll down at the 5-yard line. That will be a 49-yard punt. And with 57 seconds to play, Prairie down 42-28, they will get it back.
Have we seen the female player on the field tonight?
She is the backup kicker.
Okay.
Young lady by the name of Melissa Oliveras. All 5'4", 95 pounds.
We've seen smaller.
Yes, we have.
In fact, this year we've seen smaller.
Yes, we have. Certainly have. So it'll be Prairie with one last gasp from the five. Neunemaker back in there, throws sideline, caught Rima. Makes a couple people miss. Gets to the 20 and then push back as he gets to the 22-yard line. And that will go for 16. Good to see Neunemaker back in there. As that will move the chain, stop the clock with 48 seconds to play in the game. But will be too little too late. They'll wind the clock, three receivers left. Rima to the near side, shotgun to Neunemaker. Throws in the flat, underneath Hunter Johnson, 35, far sideline, and senior playing prevent. Gives up 20 up to the 42-yard line.
Huge cushion here, just three down linemen defensively for senior. And then in this prevent formation, the linebackers are a good 12 to 15 yards off the line of scrimmage.
Rima and Johnson to the right side. In fact, he'll send trips that way. Jake Pinner will go out that way as well. From the 42 in their own territory. Neunemaker, quick throw to Rima. Out in the flat in the open. He turns it up to the 50. Swim move 45 and goes out of bounds. Wisely at the 41. And that will go for 17 more on the fourth catch of the night for Jalen Rima. Rima's going to have big stats again tonight. 28 seconds to play.
Yeah, Jalen Rima is just a man playing with boys out on this field. I just don't know any other way to say it. His talents are something special.
Northrop stays in the backfield to block. Neunemaker to throw. Throws the out, and it's dropped. Again, Johnson trying to turn, catch, and look where to go. And it's incomplete.
Jalen Rima is going to have an interesting decision to make on what his future is, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
There's so many ways he could go.
Baseball.
Football. Yeah.
Terrific athlete. 23 seconds to play in the game. Senior's going to go to 2-1. They're going to beat Prairie tonight. Neunemaker to throw. Going to throw the deep bomb down to Rima. Comes back, and he's got it. At the 10-yard line, they'll mark him at the 11, so that will go for 30 more.
Yeah, he had to run back about 5 yards to the ball just to come back and get that reception.
No timeouts. The clock will start when they get the ball ready, and Prairie will call signals, and they'll spike it. And that will stop it with 12 seconds to play. Well, Hawks going to make it interesting all the way to the end. That's what you like as a coach.
Well, Mark Bliss said one of the things that he's working hard to get his team to understand is that you've got to play 48 minutes, and you know, you've just got to have that attitude that while there's time on the clock out there, you do everything within your power to make plays, and that's what they're doing right now, even though they're going to come up on the short end of this game.
11 seconds to play. They took one off. Neunemaker to throw. On second down, the pass batted down, incomplete, and there's Humple Griffin using that 6-3 frame from his defensive end spot to just bat it down, and we're down to the final 8 seconds. Prairie will quickly line up. Senior will make some defensive substitutions here in the backfield. Pretty good football team, Dubuque Senior. It'll be interesting to see how they come out with Hempe next week. Third down and 10 from just outside the 10. So Prairie can get a first down at about the half-yard line. Neunemaker gets a snap, rolls left. Now coming back to the right, and he's going to go down. And that's going to do it. Sack for the third time tonight. And that will take us to the end of the ball game. And the final score, Dubuque Senior knocks off Cedar Rapids Prairie tonight. Senior 42 and the Prairie Hawks 28, and we will come back with the post game after this 2-minute timeout as you're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
You get to the fall time of year, people look in their closets and the things they forgot to get clean in the spring. I'm Greg Freeman.
we do a ton of down comforters. And you're going to need sweaters cleaned and jackets and coats for football games. Let's say you're out of the ball game and you spill coffee on it, cocoa or whatever. Just don't panic. Just buzz them on in. We'll get them taken care of for you. Come visit us at Dutchess Cleaners. One on Boyson Road, one on 3905 Center Point Road. You're just going to pick it up and walk out the door because you know it's going to be done right. We'll do a good job for you.
All right, family meeting. Where should we go this winter?
Well, let's check eiairport.org for low fares to Fort Myers on Allegiant Air.
Ooh, Fort Myers.
Can we build sandcastles?
Yes. I'm checking eiairport.org right now for nonstop service from CID on Allegiant Air.
CID, even better. Nonstop, no layovers, low fares. Flying the Eastern Iowa Airport on Allegiant Air, perfect.
I just booked the tickets at eiairport.org.
I married a genius.
Every sport, every game, fuel up with pasta power from Zio Giannos. Bring the team in for Zio Giannos' famous fresh pasta, bread, and sauce. Or come after the game and choose from pasta pizza or their gondola subs. With restaurants in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Marion, and North Liberty, Zio Giannos cheers for every school. Zio Giannos, hometown pride with a hometown taste of Italy.
So come to Zio Giannos, our pasta makes you single. Come to Zio Giannos for real Italiano.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
10 o'clock.
As John said, right on the button.
How about that?
You're listening
like we planned it that way.
Yeah, you're listening to 1600 AM KGYM Cedar Rapids as Dubuque Senior wins it here tonight in this non-district game over Cedar Rapids Prairie by a score of 42-28. Prairie owned the first quarter. Senior came back, tied things up, owned the second quarter. Then the track meet began, and then the critical play of the night, a fourth down. Senior up by seven. They come up with the pick six to put it away.
What a second half for both teams. They came out, and each of them had three touchdowns in a row, respectively. But then when it came crunch time, Senior just took care of business on the two interceptions that were thrown, one by Nunemaker and one by the backup quarterback, Simonson, to seal the victory. And, you know, you got to think that there's so many what-ifs about this game, but when it came down to it right at the very end, is just Senior took control when it counted at the very end, and that's what unfortunately sealed the fate for Prairie Hawks. But, you know, both teams feel good about their offenses tonight. I don't think either defensive coordinator is going to sleep very well, however.
Yeah, but like you said, sometimes there are nights that you just really can't do anything.
We were talking off air during one of the breaks that, you know, there were nights I remember I was trying to pull every string I could. I looked at my play sheet for defensive calls, and you try and plug every possible hole in every possible way, and there's just nothing that you can do. And that was the kind of night it was for both of these defensive teams.
And for Dubuque Senior, Lee Boniface, he was the difference maker in this particular game. Missed the first quarter, in case you joined us a little bit late. Was a game-time decision due to a shoulder injury. They tried to go with one of the backups, Dimitri Humpel-Griffin, but the offense just was not clicking for Senior. I don't know if he talked him into it or they made the decision on the sidelines. Usually the quarterback talks you into it.
That'd be my guess.
And but he came in, and then things changed at that point.
Well, he's just a tremendous all-around athlete. He's that double threat. He can run with it. He can throw the ball. And he's got a cast of characters over there, too. He didn't just shoulder that load on his own. He had a couple of guys by the name of Colin Seymour and Shane Sweeney that really helped him out a lot. And it was enough for a recipe for success for tonight, and they're going to have a happy ride back up to Dubuque tonight on that charter bus.
Yeah, about an hour and 20-ish minutes up there to Dubuque.
Not like it used to be in the old days.
Oh, no. tell you what, we missed the two-lane 151, don't we? Prairie resilient. They got off to a better start here tonight.
Yes.
Still some things to work on before district play gets underway. I was impressed by the Prairie offense, though.
Well, they came out in the second half and made some good adjustments, found that fire in their belly that they came out and started the game with. And, you know, three possessions yielded three touchdowns, but they just couldn't sustain it. And, you know, Mark Bliss talking to his players right now. They're huddled around him on about the 35-yard line. And I'm sure one of the things that he's talking about is the fact that they just haven't found a way to play for a full 48 minutes yet this season, and until they do that, it's going to be very difficult. But, you know, these are the things. He's got a young team. They're going to keep striving. They've got a good chance next year, but next week when they play at North Scott, who is 0-3. So I think there's good things on the horizon here as they enter district play.
Well, let's take a look at the final stats in our ball game here tonight as Dubuque Senior knocks off Prairie 42-28 to go to 2-1 on the year. Total yardage, we had a lot of it here tonight, over 750 yards. Ended up Prairie with 401 yards of total offense in the game to 360 for Dubuque Senior tonight. 239 rushing yards, 162 through the air for Prairie. Tyler Neunemaker tonight was 8 of 18 for 162 yards, one touchdown, did throw two interceptions in the ball game, or check that, one interception in the ball game, I beg your pardon. Dakota Simonson came in and was 0 for 1 with an interception on a third down play. For the Hawks, Jalen Rima, 5 grabs, 116 yards, and one touchdown. Hunter Johnson caught 2 for 31, and Meyer caught 1 for a total of 15. On the ground, Trevor Northrup leading the way, 11 carries, 75 yards, and 2 touchdowns. It was Hunter Johnson, 8 carries for 53 yards. Jalen Rima carried it 4 times for 51 yards and a touchdown. And Neunemaker carried it 16 times for 36 yards. Pinter carried it 4 times for 24 yards. Prairie had 18 first downs, penalized twice for 10 yards, 3 turnovers in the game as a whole for the Hawks. For Dubuque Senior, 360 total yards of offense tonight. They did most of their damage on the ground as well, 232 yards on the ground, 128 through the air. And quarterback Lee Boniface, when he came in, he was exceptional. 6 of 11, 128 yards. The big plays were working tonight, a 63-yarder included in there to the receiver Shane Sweeney. Threw for one touchdown, no interceptions. Humple Griffin, when he was in there in the first quarter, 2 of 3 for 3 yards. Sweeney, 3 catches, 90 yards and a touchdown. Osterkamp caught 2 for 23. Seymour caught 2 for 3. And Johnson caught 1 for 12. On the ground, Osterberger, 24 carries, 123 yards. Sam Schnee, the backup, the sophomore, 11 carries, 71 yards. Boniface carried it 8 times for 37 yards and 3 touchdowns in the game for Dubuque Senior. Rams had 18 first downs as well. They were penalized 3 times for 15 yards. They had the only sacks of the game. They had 3 of them. And one turnover in the ball game. Third down conversions, unofficially 8 of 11 for Dubuque Senior. That Prairie just couldn't get them off the field, especially in the second half.
And I think a lot of that was contributed to the field generalship that Boniface had.
4 out of 10 for Prairie on their third downs, and Prairie was 1 for 2 on fourth downs going for it in the ball game tonight. Time of possession, Dubuque Senior won that battle with 26 minutes and two seconds to 21 minutes and 58 seconds for Cedar Rapids Prairie. And it all adds up to a 42-28 win for the Dubuque Senior Rams. Good football team.
And a great game tonight. You know, both of these teams really gave it everything they had. And I'm not so sure if you play this game again that maybe you don't get a little different result, because Prairie's just not that far behind them. Like it was evidenced on the scoreboard tonight. You take away those last two interceptions and turn either one of those into a score that goes down to the field, you're back to a one-possession game. And the way the topsy-turvy second half was going, I think anything could happen. So, I think that it was just a case that victory was hanging in the balance, and Dubuque Senior decided at the end they were going to reach out and snatch it and take it away from Prairie.
Yeah, and then did exactly that tonight. Did a terrific job in that second half, really the final three quarters when Lee Boniface came in. We need to award our Slobber Knocker of the Night. It is brought to you by Mr. B's, home of Sam's Pizza and Calzones, 629 2nd Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Order a Sam's Pizza or great appetizers or a Calzone at 366-8406. And good. I'm going to go away. He did it offensively, lowering the shoulder, did it defensively as well a few times. I'm going to go with Hunter Johnson tonight with our Slobber Knocker of the War.
Hunter Johnson should be so proud of the way he played on both sides of the ball tonight. He was a real impact player for Prairie, and he had a couple of huge hits, one both on offense and on another one on defense.
So he gets our Slobber Knocker Award of the Night tonight. Congratulations going out to Hunter Johnson, as he had a great job offensively and defensively tonight for Cedar Rapids Prairie. We're going to take a final break, come back. We will have our player of the game, let you know what's on tap coming up next week, and get you to the scoreboard show. All that coming up when we return to John Wall Memorial Field. Final score here tonight, Dubuque Senior 42 and Cedar Rapids Prairie 28. Back after this.
We know what it's like, that persistent, nagging feeling that will only go away when you get away. For those with a passion for travel, there's the new Discover It Miles card. You earn unlimited 1.5 miles for every dollar you spend, and you can fly any airline anytime with no blackout dates. Just buy your ticket and use miles to credit your statement. Apply now and Discover will double your miles at the end of your first year. So go on, scratch that travel itch. Get the new Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Double miles for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/miles.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
And time to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game. And thanks to Bill Bark and everybody at Happy Joe's. They are the home of John's favorite Canadian bacon sauerkraut. Is that correct?
I believe they call that the Happy Joe special.
That is the Happy Joe special. Sounds good right now. Our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game. And this one here tonight. He wasn't 100% tonight. And was dinged, missed a few plays, but when he was in there, he was a difference maker. That was Jalen Reima.
Jalen Reima is just one of the all-around top athletes in Eastern Iowa, maybe the state of Iowa. And the show he put on tonight was nothing short of spectacular. Just a tremendous athlete and so much fun to watch. My goodness, you just heard the stats on the night that he had. There's no question that he's going to be one of the top prospects, and there's no reason to believe otherwise when you see scouts like the UNI coaching staff down here watching him tonight.
So congratulations going out to Jalen Reima. He is tonight's Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game. And John, we're going to do it without you next week, partner.
Yes, I will be on assignment, but my very good friend Jason Edwards will, I'm sure, sit in very ably.
Yep, Jefferson girls basketball coach, former coach on the sidelines with the Jefferson Jayhawks, and you got him all ready to go to sit in. In next week.
Jason and I were workout buddies. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
He would come down to my room after school, and we would work out in my room. We'd clear all the desks and everything out of the way, and we would actually work out with Darius Ballard and John O'Connor in my room. You have a hard time picturing that.
Do you have any YouTube video of this? We'd like to see it.
You ask him about it next Thursday and Friday night. I'm sure he'll tell you about
we
it.
We may encounter that a little bit next week, but hopefully the games are good enough, and I think they will be coming up in week four next week. We will be at Kingston Stadium next Thursday night. Not a lot of love lost between Wash and Linmar, and they're going to go at it next week. They've had some great games over the last 5-10 years, and we'll see what happens next Thursday night out at Kingston Stadium, and we'll have that one at 7:15. And then on Friday night, talking about wild ones, the Marion Indians are in a wild one right now. They're up 28-23 in the fourth quarter over Cascade. We will see them take on the Solon Spartans. Solon, that last check, and that was early in the third quarter, was up on Xavier 13-7. But there was a long way to go in that one, and that will be our game coming up next Friday night from Thomas Park Field over there in Marion. So looking forward to bringing you those two next week right here on KGYM. And want to thank Rocky Bennett, everybody here at Prairie, for all their hospitality. They treat us well every time we come out here, and always fun coming out here to John Wall Field.
It really is, and I think it's possible that we may end up being back here yet this year.
Yeah,
who knows?
Who knows? And we'll see how it plays out, but having a good one. And the cross-country team out there after the big Cedar Rapids Invitational win, they're going to play a little Ultimate Frisbee
out there. As is their tradition every game.
Unless they have a meet on Saturday, which they don't tomorrow. So Bill Schwartz said, yep, you can play tonight. Just don't get hurt. And They do a good job of avoiding that. So thanks to everybody out here at Prairie. Big thanks to both Zach Johnson back in the studio, Sam Kinsley as well. And thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. Couldn't do it without them. Thanks to everybody for tuning into the broadcast as well. Stay tuned. Scores coming up from Des Moines with the Iowa Sports Spotlight Scoreboard Show through 11 o'clock here this evening. For Alex Kuhn, for John Hagerty, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score of this one here tonight, 4A non-district football. The Dubuque Senior Rams top the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie by a score of 42-28. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from John Wall Memorial Field.
Air tonight as we take a look here around the state of Iowa. Porter Hummel, a senior quarterback from West Sioux, passes for 500.